The top senior athletes in Northeast Kansas are back in the gym one final time for the Northeast Kansas All-Star Game at Highland Community College. Exclusive coverage of the Northeast Kansas All-Star Games on Kansaland Radio is brought to you by JBN Telephone Company and Giant Communications. And now the best of the best from Northeast Kansas are ready to hit the hardwood one final time right here on Kansaland Radio. We go courtside for today's coverage of the Northeast Kansas All-Star Games from Highland Community College. Here is Brandon Tadman and Jared Sleppy.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the 38th annual Northeast Kansas All-Star Games. Jared Sleppy alongside Brandon Tadman. Should be a fun couple of days as we have our volleyball game starting up here in just a few minutes. Basketball is tomorrow with the girls starting at 1 and then the boys starting at 3. It's going to be a fun event to kind of showcase all the area athletes that have just been incredible this past season, and we'll get to talk about them and talk to them as well and talk to the coaches. It's going to be a lot of fun. So hope you ride with us all the way through for today and tomorrow. We'll go and step aside for a break. We'll bring you back here in just a couple minutes here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Telephone Lifeline Program, often referred to as Lifeline, is a government initiative aimed at providing affordable telephone service to low-income individuals and their families. It ensures that everybody has access to basic communication services. Lifeline offers discounted phone services to eligible participants, helping bridge the digital divide and promote inclusivity. Contact JBN Telephone Company today at 785-866-2310 to see if you qualify. JBN Telephone Company, keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's KOCHANDCO.com. Cook and Company is an equal opportunity employer.
Are you still using talc or graphite in your planner? Maybe it's time for a change with Fastan from Helena. Fastan is a novel copper box treatment combining SAR technology with a low-rate fluency agent, resulting in better seed flow for more uniform stands while also improving seedling vigor, root development, and overall plant health. For a better return on your investment, treat your seed with Fastan today. Contact your local Helena representative for more information.
The solar eclipse is coming on April 8th. Well, how would you feel if you were not able to see the pictures, the videos? Maybe somebody had a better angle or better view than you did. You're not going to be able to see it if you don't have very good internet. Don't be left in the dark. Contact Giant Communications today at 785-362-9331 or visit giantcomm.net and figure out how you can have 1 month of free internet. That's right, free internet heading into the eclipse. Don't be left in the dark. Contact Giant Communications today, keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
It's time to think about the future with United Bank and Trust in our individual retirement accounts, or IRA options. We understand that retirement planning can seem overwhelming. Just imagine having your dreams of a peaceful and secure retirement become a reality. So visit our website or local branch today. At United Bank and Trust, let us be your partners towards a secure future and a comfortable life after work. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is Norm Johnson with JBN Telephone Company. You're listening to the Northeast Kansas All-Star Games on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, we're back in Highland. Jared Sleppy alongside Brandon Tadman. And we got a lot of fun coming up here today and tomorrow as well. Justin Flute staying by as he's going to be doing some interviews for us for a little bit. And we are going to get to the starters here in just a little bit as well. We'll just talk about the entire rosters, about how great all of the girls have been this season as we have volleyball today. And then we have basketball for tomorrow as We'll go ahead and send it to Justin now. He's got our first interview of the day.
Hey, I got the head coach of the Navy All-Star Volleyball team. That is Crystal Bontrager, Holton's head coach. And Coach Bontrager, I know this is an exciting opportunity today. Just tell us, though, like, how many opportunities are these girls? Like, what was the schedule today leading up to this game?
So we got here, girls checked in about 10:30, and then we had about an hour to practice and get to know each other. So throwing in combinations and just having fun during practice is what we did. So
I think that's the name of the game, because it's got to be really hard with this sport, because most girls maybe haven't played volleyball in a little while, and just not, you know, knowing your teammates and the communication. How much of a challenge is that today?
Fortunately, about half of them have been playing clubs, so that's been a plus. And then the others just fit right in. They've done really well.
I wanted to ask you about your program, of course, making it to the state tournament this year, a big upset over Rock Creek to get to state. And I know you had a couple of girls that were asked to participate and couldn't because of prior commitments today, but wanted to give you a brief chance just to talk about your program and those two seniors.
Yes, so Cora Miller and Ren Dieters were selected to come here today, but they both had prior commitments. Cora's, of course, at Jamestown, already practicing with her college team. And we're very happy. We had an amazing season, and I hope we can continue that. An honor.
Awesome. I know it's an honor for you to be here today, and good luck with your Navy All-Stars, and take a couple timeouts for us today. We got a bunch of great sponsors to thank.
Thank you.
That's Crystal Bontrager of Holton and the head coach of the Navy All-Star volleyball team today. Guys, back to you.
All right, thanks, Justin. Appreciate that. We'll be talking to a lot of the different girls from the Navy and the gold team. Should be a lot of fun today.
Well, and you look at just the rosters that are assembled. We see a lot of good teams in our area that make those runs, get to state tournaments, and, you know, certainly are there competing for state championships with volleyball today, of course, basketball tomorrow, and you got some girls double dipping, doing both today and tomorrow with volleyball and basketball. But, you know, just kind of doing some preparations. You see the girls we're all very familiar with and have seen throughout the course of their careers, and then you start just kind of diving back deeper, looking at the accolades. These are girls that, you know, have not just been all-league for 1 year. These are two-time, three-time all-league selections, all-state selections, honorable mention selections, accolades galore, 1,000-plus, you know, career kills, things of that nature. So these are the best in Northeast Kansas. And she had mentioned Crystal Bontrager, of course, Justin, doing a great job with that, how some girls have been playing with club teams. Now, there were some girls, names not specific, but there were opportunities for some other girls in the area, but a lot of these girls are playing club teams right now that are competing on a national level, so that's why some girls that would maybe have gotten an invitation to play here today turned down to play for the club teams that they've been playing on for years and years. So it's still a great mix here, obviously, but, you know, this is just a busy time. Most of these girls maybe are playing club but decided to maybe play here. So it's a battle there, and it's not just kind of a one-off thing. These girls that are this good, that play at this level, they're year-round. They're playing this sport for the most part. And, again, these are two three-sport athletes as well. So it's the best in Northeast Kansas. We're glad to bring it to you. And last year was fun, certainly this year as well. It's going to be another good one.
It should be. Let's go and step aside for a break. We'll come back in a few minutes here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The solar eclipse is coming on April 8th. Well, how would you feel if you were not able to see the pictures, the videos? Maybe somebody had a better angle or a better view than you did. You're not going to be able to see it if you don't have very good internet. Don't be left in the dark. Contact Giant Communications today at 785-362-9331 or visit giantcomm.net and figure out how you can have 1 month of free internet. That's right, free internet heading into the eclipse. Don't be left in the dark. Contact Giant Communications today, keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
Access denied.
We've all been there. When you can't connect the thingy to the whatchamacallit, and the whatchamacallit can't find the Wi-Fi network. Well, Blue Valley Technologies has a solution that can help you with all your connected devices. Tech Home with unlimited multi-device support to help you get your home connected and even tune up your computer. Find more details at bluevalley.net/tech home.
Wanklin Oil Company is a family-owned business and has been serving the area since 1926. They offer their customers a wide range of products and services. Propane services include above-ground or underground tank installation, propane cylinder exchange for grills and even forklifts, diesel, gas, and oil products too. Go to their website to see all their services and products at wanklinoil.com or give them a call. Frankfort, Kansas, 785-292-4710. Wanklin Oil Company, your propane and refined fuels company.
Lamberson Construction with Kip Lamberson. Concrete by design. Contact at 785-851-9007. Specializing in custom concrete design and also now doing pool designs.
Farm, home, auto, life, crop, and commercial. That's Taylor Insurance Services in Atchison, Oskaloosa, and Effingham. Locally owned and supporting all local schools, sports, and activities. Taylor Insurance Services. It's better to have it and not need it than to need it and not have it.
The Telephone Lifeline Program, often referred to as Lifeline, is a government initiative aimed at providing affordable telephone service to low-income individuals and their families. It ensures that everybody has access to basic communication services. Lifeline offers discounted phone services to eligible participants, helping bridge the digital divide and promote inclusivity. Contact JBN Telephone Company today at 785-866-2310 to see if you qualify. JBN Telephone Company, keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
Hi everybody, this is Crystal Bontrager in Holton, and I'm the local agent for Aflac, a company that specializes in helping individuals and businesses fill in the gaps your current insurance coverage may not provide. Aflac can help lift the financial burden of covered cancers, accidents, and critical illnesses. Join the 50 million people who trust Aflac. Help supplement your current coverage. We process claims fast and help you get through it all. I'm based out of the Holton area and can come talk to you about the many advantages Aflac has to offer. Call me at 785-991-1041.
This is Austin Taylor with Giant Communications. You're listening to the Northeast Kansas All-Star Games on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here at Highland Community College, and we're going to go ahead and send it straight down to Justin for an interview, and he'll be one of many going on here today. Justin?
Hey, thanks, guys. I'm here with Andrea Keller, who's the head coach of the Highland Community College volleyball team and, of course, is a former alumni, as is Scotty here as well. And taking over this program, Coach Keller, I know you're excited. And this is kind of a fun day to be able to host this event here at your college, right?
It really is. I was under the helm of this back in 2010, so I'm a few years out from running an all-star game. And it's been really enjoyable, fun to see these girls get another chance to play. Fun to see their families here to support them. But, we're really looking forward to the future of Highland Volleyball and getting us back on the national stage. It's going to take a lot of work, but we're here for it, and we're excited.
So you have one player today that's committed to coming, and maybe a couple other question marks that you're looking at still today.
Yes, we're really excited. Jordan Ring from our Hill has committed to us, and our roster's almost set for next year. We've got a couple girls still waiting to make some final decisions. They've got some other opportunities, and scholarships are kind of waiting on, which we certainly understand, but had several other girls invited to play today, and there's a big club tournament. It's a region qualifier today, so had to miss out on them today, but excited they're going to be in a Scotty uniform next year.
One more question for Coach Andrea Keller, who's the head coach here at the Highland Community College women's volleyball team. Tell me your program. I mean, I know you were born and raised around this area. You obviously played here, been connected to the college in a lot of ways, but tell me on your program what you want to do. You know, if you're speaking to athletes in Northeast Kansas, what are you telling them to get them here to Highland?
I think our culture, we're really trying to build a family-like culture. We are going to recruit the best of the best. We want talented girls because if you're not familiar, the Kansas Jayhawk Community College Conference is the most competitive in the nation. So we are looking for girls that are great players, great teammates, you know, great families that want to come be part of the Scotty family. We work very hard. We have very high expectations, but we take very good care of our players. We like to have a lot of fun along the way. Coach Rasmussen and I getting back into this together. She was my high school coach. So it's been awfully fun to have some role reversal here. She's having a great time, and we're really, really excited about what's to come.
Well, enjoy the day. Best of luck in the future with the program.
Appreciate you guys being here, Justin.
That's Andrea Keller, again, head coach of the Highland Scotties volleyball team here in Highland.
Thanks, Justin. Thank you, Andrea. That's going to be a fun program to follow over the next few years, as Andrea used to be the head coach down at the West. She was able to get to the state a few years ago, and she's been building up that program very well.
Yeah, we got a lot here from the TVL. Of course, you mentioned the West. Frankfurt is representing Valley Heights. We got all three main leagues that we cover here, Big 7, Northeast Kansas League, and we were kind of talking a little bit during that last break, some of the accolades that some of these girls had, and, you know, a lot of these girls have school records and have posted really, really good numbers for their schools. Again, it's just getting started today with volleyball. Of course, you got multiple basketball games tomorrow with the girls at 1, boys at 3. Obviously, we're going to have all that coverage there. But, again, it's the best of the best here in Northeast Kansas, and just glad to bring it to you here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Sure are. And let's go ahead and get to the rosters here, starting off with the gold team led by Sydney Osterhaus of Centralia. Starting off with number 1, it's from Clara Johnson,
from Jefferson County North. Number two from Valley Heights, you have Maggie Turber. Number three, you have Ashton Gudenkopf from Nemaha Central. Number four, you have Frankfurt from Emma Hardwick from Frankfurt. Number five from Moorhill Man Academy, you have Gwen Knoll. Number six, you have Taylor Weiser from Riverside. Number seven from Troy, you have Carly Grable. Number eight from Centralia is Tori Kuckelman. Number nine from Jefferson West is Reese Brown. Number 10 from Sabetha is Cameron Durier. And number 11 from ACCHS is Carly Bilderback. And Brandon, why don't you tell me about the starters for the Navy team here?
Yep, again, as Justin had talked to just a little bit ago, Holton head coach Crystal Bontrager leading the Navy squad and running through just how you went in the order of the numbers that they are rocking. Setter from Frankfurt is Alexis Dollinghouse. Tessa Losi is a libero from Hanover. She is 5'8". Olivia Scott's a 5'2 libero out of Jefferson West. You have Evelyn Smith, who's a 5'9 middle player for Jefferson County North. You got Tegan Reno of Donovan West. You got Jordan Rank of Moorhill Mount Academy. Delana Merck of Valley Heights. Jefferson County North's Emily Langley. Oskaloosa's Alexis Masali. And then Brenna Smith of St. Mary's, rounding out the Navy squad here today.
All right, so they're being announced here on the court and kind of just talking about some of these girls here. Who are some that you remember throughout the season, Brandon, that were just really standout athletes this season?
Well, let's look at the gold team first and where you kind of started with there. Again, Taylor Weiser, of course, out of Riverside, 6'3" and every bit of it, a career leader in kills for Riverside. Also, obviously, a monstrous basketball player who's going to Central Missouri to continue her athletic career. So, you know, playing a lot of volleyball just a little on the side, but yet still the school career leader in kills, even though her main sport is basketball. You look at some others like Maggie Turber of Valley Heights. Valley Heights just seems to be competitive in about everything they do. And then you look at an Ashton Gudenkopf of Nemaha Central. You know, unfortunate for the Thunder this year because they were a top five team all year. They were 38-4. And then you just look at how the sub-state shapes up. You end up having the best team in your sub-state in the state in Beloit, so they weren't able to make it to the state tournament this year. Certainly, they were a team that was good enough to compete and get to, not only get to state, but maybe make some noise. So again, that's a whole different subject there. We know about that, but obviously just kind of looking at some of the headlines there for the gold team. You know, Navy, you look at a girl like Alexis Dollinghouse for Frankfurt, you know, just the high of coming off a state basketball championship and now kind of sets the gears for this volleyball match here today, you know, and then like a Tessa Losi out of Hanover, you know, again, Hanover's one of those schools where they're just good in about everything that they do, and they were a 35-17 this year. They won the TVL, but they lost in the state championship match in straight sets to Lebo. But again, it's, you go to Hanover and you're about competitive in everything you do. Jefferson County North's another team that's always been really, really good in volleyball. They churn it out. It's a girl like Emily Langley, multi-sport athlete. She was second team All-State this year in Class 2A. I've noticed with the rosters here, so if we kind of had a Vegas feel, you would look on paper, maybe think the Navy squad has it, because the Navy team is the lone team. The gold team has plenty of great players, but again, we'll get to it after a quick break here.
Step aside for the National Anthem here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Telephone Lifeline Program, often referred to as Lifeline, is a government initiative aimed at providing affordable telephone service to low-income individuals and their families. It ensures that everybody has access to basic communication services. Lifeline offers discounted phone services to eligible participants, helping bridge the digital divide and promote inclusivity. Contact JBN Telephone Company today at 785-866-2310 to see if you qualify. JBN Telephone Company, keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
Voted Best Plumber in the Best of the Best contest for years on end. Tate Plumbing and Construction, in business since 1985. Tate Plumbing offers free estimates on plumbing for remodeling and new construction projects. Their courteous and reliable licensed plumbers will take care of all your plumbing needs, saving you time and money. And because they know you can't predict plumbing emergencies, they offer 24/7 emergency service, 365 days a year. Licensed and insured. Call Tate Plumbing at 913-367-1209.
If you've got a construction job that needs to be done and done right, contact L&L Construction. Whether it's commercial, residential, remodeling, new construction, even metal buildings, no job is too large or too small. You name it, they can handle it. Locally owned and operated, L&L Construction has been turning your dreams into reality for over 20 years for efficiency and cost effectiveness inside or out. Contact the folks in the red trucks. Call 913-367-3161 or check out their website, L&L Construction. Quality is our priority.
This is Norm Johnson with JBN Telephone Company. You're listening to the Northeast Kansas All-Star Games on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here in Highland, Jarrett Sluppy alongside Brandon Tabman and Justin Fluke getting ready for the 38th edition of the Northeast Kansas All-Star Games. Starting off with volleyball as we're getting this one underway. As Justin alluded to earlier, it's all about the fun here this afternoon. But, of course, all of these players super competitive, and as a result, they have brought a lot of success upon themselves throughout their careers.
And a great crowd here as well. Of course, family members churning out here at Highland Community College, supporting these girls. And, again, they've had such incredible careers. A lot of these girls are going to be playing at the next level. I was going right before that last break. The Navy team is the only team out of the two that have all state honors from this year. So you got all these girls are all league. We know this. They've all been competitive and really good and are all league caliber players and have been for years. But Navy squad have multiple all state selections this year. Does that affect the scoreboard? Who knows?
Yeah,
but
we'll
that is something to think about. You got a couple all state selections for the Navy squad.
All right. So let's start off with the gold, and it is Gwen Knoll of Morehill Mad Academy serving, and we are underway. Here's a set to the near side for Navy for Jordan Rank. He commits to Highland Community College, and it's received on the other side. Free ball sent over. Chance for Navy right here on the opening play. It's sent down for a kill by Evelyn Smith of Jefferson County North for the first point. And tell you what, she's a great athlete. She finished 10th at state in high jump this past year. That was in Wichita from this past May. Get to probably possibly see her again at state. Navy will serve. This is Brenna Smith doing the serving. Return on the far side by Emma Hardwick and tipped over by Weiser and tipped back down for a block and a point for Navy up front. That was Smith and Rink doing that, so it'll be another chance for the Navy team here up 2-0 here in set number one. That's into the net for a service error, so first point of the match for the gold team and the first server. Actually, the second server will be Carly Bilderback for ACCHS. We're on the middle. Let's it go to the middle, and not a great return. It hits the Raptors, comes back down, and they can't get it over. A good try on the back middle. It really is interesting to see how the chemistry of the two teams are going to be, because obviously they've played against each other. Some have played with each other in some non-school activities, but it'll be interesting to see how chemistry is formed here this afternoon as the gold team hitting over, up and down. Nice kill, Taylor Weiser for Riverside on that far side. You know a lot about her. She's an incredible athlete overall.
Averaged 23 points and 12 rebounds during the basketball season. Career leader in kills for the Cyclones as well, going off to Central Missouri.
And she's 105th all-time in scoring for the state of Kansas, just outside the top 100.
That's a good stat.
Brad Debley of Manhattan has that list of all time. It's very useful and really appreciate that. Got to give him a shout out. So it's 4-2, gold team with the lead, and now a service error.
You talk about chemistry, and really the thing is, as Coach Bontrager kind of mentioned to Justin earlier, it's just like they get here, they, again, are familiar with each other, for the most part playing against and knowing each other throughout their high school careers, but just kind of being thrown on the floor together. You know, you just kind of pick it up as you go. It seems to be the kind of the main case here.
That is certainly the case, as here is Lexmith Sally from Oskaloosa getting a kill for the Navy team. And Lex Masali led the charge for the Oskaloosa girls basketball team and completely turned around what was just a 3-win season last year. They had double-digit wins this year, and she was just phenomenal all over the place on the court in volleyball and in basketball as well. As here's a set to the near side, a big windup and a kill from the near side for Emma Langley of Jefferson County North. And doing the setting for the Navy team is Lexi Donghouse for Frankfurt, of course, winning a state title in basketball, 181. And Colby, it was fun getting to cover them, defeating Little River in the championship game. vital part of that basketball team. Here's Tori Kuckelman, the setter for Centralia on the gold team, doing it there, and a tip over. We have a violation against Navy, so a point for gold will be tied 5-5 here in set number one.
So if anything's told us here how the points have been initiated, we have not seen alternating points yet. You've seen a 2-spot, a 4-spot, and a 3-spot, so it's little runs here so far to kind of kick things off.
Kind of talking about Tori Kuckelman, really is interesting because she on the volleyball and the basketball team was the only senior. So Centralia gets everybody back for both sports, and so this team is set up for success for a very long time, getting third place in state in volleyball and in basketball as well. Here's a tip over, and Miss Sally able to keep it alive for the Navy team. Big wind up into the net, though, for Brennan Smith of St. Mary's. St. Mary's going to be joining the Big Seven teams to form the Big East League next year. Very excited to cover all those teams in the 2024-2025 season as a service error committed by the gold team. That makes it 6-6. The Navy gets the service back.
Well, you mentioned we thought the Big Seven was one of the best small team leagues, not just in Northeast Kansas, but in the state. Now you add those powers from the Mideast League, like your Silver Lakes, your Rossvilles, St. Mary's, Riley County. It turns into a monstrous league, and it's just only going to expand our coverage even that much greater next year.
Emma Langley getting a kill. She was first team all league in the NEKL and second team all state, according to Keisha Cuppert out of Jefferson County North. That makes it 7-6 in favor of the Navy team. Nice dig in the middle from Durier of Sabetha, and another nice dig, this time for Losey of Hanover for the Navy team. And so it hit over, partially deflected by Carly Grable from Troy, but it cannot get over to the other side and play, so a point towards Navy makes it 8-6.
Yeah, you see kind of those communication issues here early again, because these girls just maybe not quite used to playing with each other yet now. As again, you pick it up as you go along, but you kind of saw it there as communication was maybe just a little bit of an issue.
I think Coach Bontrager said, what, one practice? That was it? That was pretty much it?
Yeah, if any. Yes, exactly.
And it gets blocked at the net. Well done on the near side. Emma Hardwick and Carly Grable get it done for the gold team. Makes it 8-7. So points or chance to tie here for the gold. Of course, led by Cindy Osterhaus of Centralia. What a year that the Panthers have had just in general. Still got the spring season coming up here, which they usually do fairly well in. They got softball and baseball and track, of course.
You got Centralia and Frankfort merging, you know, for the softball team this year. Saw them the other night with a comeback win against Jackson Heights. It's just athletes across the board. And, again, we talk about most of these girls being 2 and even 3-sport athletes all throughout their career.
And Sally gets a kill from the middle of the court in front of the net, and she gets a point for the Navy team, makes it 9-7.
4 of the last 5 have gone to Navy. Take this 2-point lead here in the first set.
Langley service, that's just barely into the net, and it comes back down to the Navy side, so a service error point goes to the gold team. A couple substitutions now for Osterhaus's team here. And now serving will be Reese Brown from Jefferson West, all Big Seven this year. Service, nice, dig, keeps it alive in the middle for Olivia Scott of Jefferson West. So a couple teammates still alive on the far side for the gold team, and it'll be a free ball sent over. Donghouse sets it up for Miss Sally, and a nice dig back middle, but can't keep it alive for too much longer. Nice effort there by Durier, but a point for Navy.
Yeah, Durier had a couple of nice diving efforts to keep that point alive, but ultimately Navy able to get that point, extending that lead back to 2. We have alternated the last 5 between these two teams.
And a reminder, you can live stream this on scottyathletics.com if you want to watch it. And hear our audio as well. Here's a step at the far side for the gold team. It's blocked. Kept alive, though. Hit over. That was well done by the Navy team. And the backwards set for gold into the net on the try from Gudenkoff to Nemaha Central. So point for Navy.
That was all Brenna Smith there for St. Mary. She had the one-hander diving to her right, getting it back over the net, and then she had the block at the net on the ensuing hit back to earn that point for Navy.
Well done by the Lady Bear, as it is Navy service, leading by 3 here in set number 1. And this one, a white to the near backside, is out of bounds for the gold team's Carly Bilderback, and point to the Navy team. If the gold team's got 11 players, Navy's got 10. I don't think that'll matter too terribly much, but one thing to keep an eye out on is that one clips the net on the serve from Scott from Jefferson West. That one's hit over to the middle. Nice dig by Donghouse from Frankfort. Set the far side, and Donghouse with a free one over to the back right. set to the far side for the Colts team. Nice dig going to her right for Langley on the back line, but a free ball will be sent over. Set the net by Clara Johnson, Jefferson County North, and a block down. And that was in the middle for Navy, and they get the points. That was Smith.
Yeah, four straight now for Navy, and really it's been the defense at the net, and they got a little bit more of a size advantage right now up front, led by Brenna Smith.
Absolutely. So probably a free ball hit over, and it will be to the Navy team. Dollinghouse sets it to the near side. A big windup. That's blocked at the net, kept alive by the Gold team. There's a set from Johnson. That one hit to the back left for Scott. Keep it alive for Navy to the back middle. Beautiful one-hand stab at it by Duryea, but it goes out of play. And a point for Navy. So we got seven girls playing in both games starting today and tomorrow. That's Clara Johnson, Maggie Turber, Emma Hardwick, Taylor Weiser, Lexi Dollinghouse, Emily Langley, and Lex Masali. So keep an eye on those names both today and tomorrow. Set over to the back far side. Dollinghouse sets it up in the middle. Tip over by Evelyn Smith. And violation, a lift against the Gold team. Navy
on a run.
Yeah, they have been cruising since about the quarter wave into the set.
Yeah, six straight. Seven of the last eight have gone to Navy to create this little bit of a comfortable lead here midway through this first set.
Free ball is going to be hit over by Gudenkoff of Nemaha Central. The near side, and too strong that time by Brenna Smith. And goal gets the point. They kind of snapped that streak.
What do we say is kind of always the biggest thing when we're covering volleyball, at least for me, the biggest thing is just the unforced errors, you know, the mishit balls that go out of play where you're just giving your opponent free points and just how it's obviously a team sport, but again, being so crucial and right with your strikes, keeping it inside the lines to try to get your team a point.
Weiser just picking up a point for the Gold team on that block. Makes it 15-10.
Back-to-back now for the Gold, trying to chip away down five.
Much needed. Big windup from the middle of the court. Nice dig. Back left side into the Raptor, though, is sent over and tipped down for the point for Brenna Smith. She has been on a tear for the Navy team. Again, she is second team All-State.
Another thing I like about volleyball is it's like golf. Play it as it lies. It hits the roof. It hits a light. Don't matter. It's still in play. So you got to fight through the elements, and that time it went all the way up to the rafters here, drilled one of the lights, and kind of ricocheted to one side.
How many times have we seen the volleyball hit the basketball goal this season?
Right.
Happened far too many times. A nice diving dig from Olivia Scott going to her right, but unable to make the play. It was Jordan Rank of Morehead Man Academy, so a point for the Gold team. Jordan Rank made state in 2022 in the mile race, so trying to get back there. She didn't make it last year. Chance to get back there, though, this year in her senior season, as there's an ace for Gudenkoff to make it 16-12. I'm a big track guy, so you hear me mention a lot of track stuff.
Yeah.
I didn't run a whole lot of track, but I'm just a big fan of track as a service error by Gudenkoff.
17-12, the Navy advantage here in set number one. We will play all five sets here in this all-star match today.
Brennan Smith going to be serving for the Navy team, trying to get them back after a hot start, but Gold team's trying to creep back in it, and a service error just barely on the white part of the top of the net. Another point for the Gold, and now will be Builder back serving once again for the Gold team.
All right, interesting to see if you get late into these sets, if you might see the competitive edge kind of pick up a little bit.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You still, you know, it's fun here. It's an all-star match, but you know these girls, they're competitive.
Yeah.
They're multi-sport athletes. They still want to win in the back of their minds. They still want to take it down.
That is for sure. And Tori Kuckelman checking in for the Gold team. On the back left, now service coming from Evelyn Smith. Turn good. Here's a set by Gwen Knoll of Morehead Man Academy, and that is set into the net. And that will be a Navy point. Makes it 19-13.
We basically, they were going back and forth through about the first 7, 8, 9 points. Then Navy has gone on that run where they went 6 straight, and they've really put a nice run together to build this lead as we're climbing down the home stretch here of this first set.
Block up front from Masali, but it goes out of bounds, and a point for the Gold is back to a 5-point set, 19-14.
Get it off to our own Justin Fluke here in a moment. He's kind of walking around, but hanging out with us today as well.
As you mentioned, again, seven of the girls here today, of course, playing tomorrow, as you mentioned, in the basketball game. Girls game will go first at 1:00. Boys will follow. A lot of great athletes continuing as well who aren't part of the volleyball match today, who will take part tomorrow. Cameron Duryea just picking up an ace from Sabetha for the gold team. Makes it 19-15 as she hit that one to Scott. She couldn't quite get that one in her control.
Sabetha was really good a couple years ago. They were a little bit down this year in volleyball, just 13 wins, but Duryea a big part of that in an all-league selection.
Emily Langley, a big swipe of that one, gets the kill from the middle of the court for the Navy team. And that makes it 20-15.
And we'll get it to Justin. We got our first player interview here. Let's go to Justin real quick.
Well, I was trying to talk to Olivia a little bit ago, but she had to go back in. She was barely out, but Evelyn Smith came out, of course, from JCN on the Navy All-Stars. And Evelyn, tell me about the experience so far today.
It's been super fun. The girls are super nice. They all have a lot of talent. Really easy to play with them.
So you feel like you're kind of settling in, and this is just going to get easier throughout the day, getting used to the girls on your team?
Yeah, they're super nice, like I said. The coaches are awesome, too. Super positive environment.
Tell me about being a GACN Charger. A lot of great memories, but do you have a couple special ones or the first thing that pop in your mind when I talk about your best moments at JCN?
I'm going to have to go with probably getting third at state. That was pretty exciting. We have a great coach, a great atmosphere. Both of these teams are super fun to play with.
Has to be kind of cool, too. There's three of you JCN girls here, but you got one that's a teammate and one that's kind of an opponent today. So that's kind of interesting, but I'm sure you three girls have had a lot of great times together and enjoy getting this opportunity.
Yeah, it is super fun. It makes it a lot easier to be more comfortable here. But, yeah, it's super fun.
Enjoy the rest of your day. And, by the way, what's your future plan?
I'm going to go to Pitt State and study psychology.
Good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right, guys, that's Evelyn Smith of JCN on the Navy All-Stars.
All right, thanks, Justin. Appreciate that. 21-16 our score. Navy on top. Kuckelman with the return for the gold team. Metalli, nice block. Trickles over to the gold side and set over back to the Navy side. Bellinghouse sets one up for Metalli again from Oskaloosa and gets the kill. And the Oskaloosa Bear gets the point for the Navy team, leaving that in front of Cameron Duryea from Sabetha of the gold team.
Now you mentioned for Oskaloosa in basketball, the jump that they made from last year to this year, how much more competitive they were, and obviously Metalli a big part of that.
And head coach Kevin Lane in his first year, big credit to him as well. Of course, he'll give credit right back to the girls that he got to coach this season. Should be interesting to see how that team does next year as well. This one slapped over. That was well done by Gudenkoff with some adjusting and gets it over, but they'll get the point as well as the hit over from the Navy team goes into the net. Makes it 22-17. And now we got Reese Brown from Jefferson County North serving for the gold team. We got one Jefferson West girl on the gold team and one for the Navy team. It's kind of interesting how they're kind of spread out. Now, you don't have all of the teammates on one team, and
right.
Maybe it's kind of catered that way to kind of give some of the players a different look.
Yeah, I think so. And again, it's just another like competitive edge. So you got a little bit of a smack talk between girls who are normally on the same team, but today at least bragging rights on the line for some.
Yeah, it's not quite the same as practice. This is actually a game that has some sort of stakes on the line. Is a block by Evelyn Smith at the net for the Navy team. They get the point. It's 24-17. Set point number one. Here comes the serve from Scott. Backwards set, big wind-up block at the net, poked over to the Navy side. Dollinghouse sets one up in the middle, and that one hit over by Smith, but gets through for the goal. A tip over, kept alive by the Navy team. Big wind-up, and a nice dig after Smith's attempt. Saved along the back right side, and a block by Dollinghouse and Smith, and that is going to do it for the first set, and we'll send it over to Justin for an interview.
Alexis Metalli of Oskaloosa here that you guys were just talking about. And Alexis, tell me about this experience. Are you having fun? What stands out about this experience so far today?
Absolutely. Every girl is just really welcoming and really good at what they do, and we're all here just to have fun.
Our broadcasters were talking about your career and how you've really helped kind of turn around the Oskaloosa program, volleyball and a big part of basketball as well. Just tell me about being a Bear and what you love about Oski.
Being a Bear is honestly really great because you're able to just kind of start from the bottom and work your way up. There's no expectations, so you're able to really build your team the way you want it to be. And just have fun while you're doing it, and have great, amazing coaches along the way.
Do you have a favorite athletic moment from Oskaloosa that you can pinpoint or that you always cherish?
Probably beating JCN for the first time in years. The team was really hyped about that. Coach was really excited. It was a really big moment for us. Turning point for the Bears, for sure.
Awesome. And your future plan?
I will be attending William Woods University to cheer for the next 4 years.
Enjoy it. Good luck.
Thank you.
That's Alexis Maselli of Oskaloosa, the Navy All-Stars. Guys, back to you for a break.
All right, let's go ahead and hit that break. We'll be back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Benedictine College is a top 10 school right here in the Midwest. Academic, athletic, career, and life success await you. Learn more about your future at benedictine.edu.
Congratulations to the Northeast Kansas All-Stars on excellent high school careers from the StressCrete Group. StressCrete is a family-owned, forward-thinking company that values their employees. See them for career opportunities.
The Telephone Lifeline Program, often referred to as Lifeline, is a government initiative aimed at providing affordable telephone service to low-income individuals and their families. It ensures that everybody has access to basic communication services. Lifeline offers discounted phone services to eligible participants, helping bridge the digital divide and promote inclusivity. Contact JBN Telephone Company today at 785-866-2310 to see if you qualify. JBN Telephone Company, keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
FW Houston Medical Center is here for all of your health care needs. Have an illness late at night or on the weekend? Come visit FW Houston's 24/7 walk-in clinic. Call us today at 913-774-4340 to learn more.
Angie Hughes with Farm Bureau Financial in Lancaster is your insurance professional for auto, home, life, commercial, farm and ranch, and health. Call Angie at 913-874-2060 or see her at 202 North 2nd Street in Lancaster. Angie Hughes with Farm Bureau Financial, Lancaster.
For more than 30 years, cattle producers have trusted the craftsmanship and dependability of Hydrobed for their feeding operations. Coupled with the industry-leading 5-year structural warranty, each 30 Series Hydrobed is backed by a lifetime warranty on the bell loading arms. Maximize your feeding resources with the integration of a Hydra feeder with your Hydra bed. The Hydra feeder is available in a 1,200 or 1,800 pound capacity with your choice of hydraulic or electric drive. For more information on the Hydra bed or Hydra feeder, contact Triple C in Sabetha, Kansas.
TexRx Pharmacy and Home Care is your locally owned and operated pharmacy. Free delivery, medication management, CPAPs, and immunizations are among the many services they offer. Stop by and see them today at 807 Main Street in Atchison. TexRx Pharmacy and Home Care. We take care of you.
Davis Publications, Inc., the Valley Falls Vindicator, and the Oskaloosa Independent Newspapers wish the Northeast Kansas All-Star participants the best. The Vindicator and the Independent cover the communities and happenings in Jefferson County.
The solar eclipse is coming on April 8th. Well, how would you feel if you were not able to see the pictures, the videos? Maybe somebody had a better angle or a better view than you did. You're not going to be able to see it if you don't have very good internet. Don't be left in the dark. Contact Giant Communications today at 785-362-9331 or visit giantcomm.net and figure out how you can have 1 month of free internet. That's right, free internet heading into the eclipse. Don't be left in the dark. Contact Giant Communications today, keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
This is Austin Taylor with Giant Communications. You're listening to the Northeast Kansas All-Star Games on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Right, back here in Highland, Jared Sluppy alongside Brandon Tabman and Justin Fluke, having fun here with the 38th annual Northeast Kansas All-Star Games as the Navy team won set number one. And we're underway with set number two as the Navy team serving it away with Lexi Dollinghouse. Second team all TVL as that one sent out of bounds on the front near side. Carly Builder back from ACCHS with that attempt there from the gold team. And Navy gets on the board first. They're going right to left across your radio dial. Left to right is the gold team as that one deflected as Weiser gets a kill. Incredible athlete. We've been talking about her. And she gets all the... She gets a lot of attention, and for a very good reason. She is an incredible athlete. And will play basketball at the University of Central Missouri starting next season. Back middle return is good. Dollinghouse scrambling to keep it alive for the Navy team. It's sent over and kept good. Here is the gold team with a chance. Weiser sets one up. That one's blocked at the net, but out of bounds, and another kill for Taylor.
Here, a lot of coaches say, I can't coach 6'3", like, you know, there's sometimes players that have intangibles, not just size, you know, sometimes it can be leadership or whatever ability it is they have, but some things are just a lot harder to coach.
That's for sure. She had, what, one game where she had 48 points and 19 rebounds a season, and we'll get to see her basketball coach, Craig Burns, tomorrow. Hopefully get an interview with him, and he is just a fantastic human being and a great coach as well, and leading the team back to a state title appearance this season as well as last year. Here's a wind-up for the gold team. Diving, couldn't quite save it, as Delana Merck from Valley Heights going to her right, and it'll be 3-2 in favor of the gold, trying to get something going. Pretty interesting, though, the makeup of these two teams, as Brandon was talking about, how the only team with All-State players is the Navy team. Kind of saw the advantage there in the first set, and we'll see if that continues here in set number two.
One thing I always remember about the volleyball game specifically and broadcasting all these games at Island is that as the day goes on, the play gets better and better and better, and a lot of times the volleys get better and better and better because the girls just get used to each other, you know, the tendencies, the chemistry, the communication, and obviously some of them kind of get back into volleyball mode because it's something they maybe haven't been doing a lot of for a while.
It really is interesting because you have a lot of 2-3 and some even 4-sport athletes here this afternoon, and now we'll go and send it to Brandon Tabb and standing by with Taylor Weiser.
Yep, we got Riverside's Taylor Weiser here. Just first off, talk about the experience here and playing with these girls.
It's fun. It's definitely a little challenging because none of us have played together before, but it's fun playing with new people.
Tell us about your journey throughout volleyball. You've had such a great basketball career and obviously going to continue that at the collegiate level, but you know, how long have you been playing volleyball? When did you get into it, and just the experience with that?
I actually only started volleyball in middle school, so I've only played school volleyball. And, I mean, we've had rough years, like all through my high school season, but it's still been fun.
Do you take anything away, what you learned from volleyball, to kind of utilize on the basketball floor at all?
I mean, any sport, you know, you have to be athletic for it. And so I think volleyball just helps me be, I can't think of the word. I just have different abilities that can help me anywhere.
And you're going to be here tomorrow for basketball as well, correct?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then Central Missouri, obviously, going there, just what, real quick, just what'd you like about them and obviously continuing your career there?
Yeah, whenever I met all the girls there, I just really liked them, and I could see myself fitting in with them really well.
All right, guys, thanks. Taylor Weiser, Riverside, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, B-Tad, appreciate it. 5-5 here, set number two. Dollinghouse sending it over for the Navy team, and a nice hit by Clara Johnson, setting up her teammate, gets it over for the Navy side, and a block at the net, hooked over by Miss Sally of Oskaloosa, and she'll send it down for the kill. Well done by the Lady Bear, and that gives Navy the edge, 6-5. And Miss Sally, honorable mention, all-league in the NEKL in volleyball, and just barely missing out on the all-league team of basketball this year, which, man, you could definitely argue that she was one of the best in the league this year, but she didn't, unfortunately, get the nod. This one sent over to the back for the Navy team and sent over by Dollinghouse from Frankfurt over to the gold side. Big wind-up blocked by Miss Sally. She's having a great day today and sent over free ball from Clara Johnson of Jefferson County North. Sending up Miss Sally again. They're just continuing to feed her. Set to the far side. Big wind-up, and that is through there for the kill on the front side for the gold team.
I think volleyball is a lot like basketball, or maybe any sport in that matter, but if you find something that's working, if you find a player that's got the hot hand or the hot swing or whatever it is, you just keep feeding them, right? Give them an opportunity to build on that, as the Navy were doing with Masali there for a few points.
And that was Maggie Turber that ended up getting that kill. She's currently trying to explore her options collegiately. She visited Mid-American Nazarene this past December. And just an incredible athlete overall, leading Valley Heights to a 29-13 season, finishing second in league play, only behind the winners, Hanover. As the ball leaks over to the gold side, tipped over, well done, keeping it in play by Clara Johnson. It lands down on the Navy side, and gold gets the point, makes it 7-7.
So far, a little more competitive. It was kind of about this point in that first set when Navy got a string going together. Olivia Scott was serving. I think Brandon said they had like 7 of 8 points, and that ended up kind of being the difference in that set number one, was that one they run they went on about this juncture.
The free ball sent over here by Losey of Hanover for the Navy team. Set this one up in the middle, and that is, I think it was tipped, because they give the point to the gold team as Carly Bilderback gets the point for the gold. So now the gold back in front. Oh, wait, no, they're going to say that it was not touched. So it was out of bounds, or well, I think there's some...
I think this back judge changed her. Initially, she had said it was in or tip, but then she changed it and said out.
Oh,
so.
Okay. Gotcha. Weiser tips it over the defenders. It's deflected and through. And the Sally almost a kill, but nice dive by Emma Hardwick from Frankfurt, keeping it alive. Backwards set, tipped over and down for the point for the Navy team.
One thing that stood out to me today in watching this volleyball all-star match so far is that, man, both teams, the hustle, I mean, the number of balls they've been able to keep in play, diving or scrambling with one hand and trying to find a way to keep the ball alive, seen great hustle already by both teams.
And an ace for Lexi Dollinghouse, something called a lift on the gold team, so it makes it 10-7, so three straight now for the Navy team after it was tied. And pretty close early on in the set, but Navy team starting to establish a dominance as a ball squeezes through the defenders for Bilderback, who's having a nice set from ACCHS.
That's also kind of neat. You know, we heard the interview with Masali. I think it's kind of cool for some of these girls because some of them have just, you know, unfortunately been at schools that haven't been quite as successful, maybe didn't have as many, you know, talented athletes around them. But to be able to come and play with a lot of talented athletes, you know, at the same time has to be a really fun opportunity and experience for all these girls.
Yeah, kind of talking about Bilderback on ACCHS, tough year for them. But like you said, getting to play with some really talented girls on the gold team is now with 11-8 in favor of the Navy team. And a reminder, we're going to be playing all five sets here today, regardless of how things sort out in terms of the number of sets won and lost. Another reminder, you can watch this live on ScottyAthletics.com. You can hear us on that as well. And a point, once again, for the Navy team. They continue to serve with Losey of Hanover. Tip over by Weiser on the second hit. And a miscommunication a little bit there when it's hit over, though, by Delana Merck from Valley Heights for the Navy team. Big windup for Weiser, down for the kill.
Big point there for goal because you felt like Navy was starting to kind of get that distance and pull away again a little bit. They took a big lead of 4 points, but goal gets a big point there and has a chance now to cut into this three-point deficit even further.
And this is my first time seeing Taylor play volleyball, and she's just as good as she is in basketball, arguably, and just like you said, can't teach that height and that length. She has extra power as well to be able to get way up and send it way down at an incredible speed. As another point for the gold team makes it 12-10.
Good serve by Bilderback. She will try it again here. The ACCHS Tiger puts it in play.
A good return there by Merckx. This up by Dollinghouse in the middle, blasted down for the kill in the front middle by Emily Langley, who had a fantastic first set.
I don't know how tall she is, but she's got some ups. That's the one thing about volleyball. Sometimes height can be deceiving.
Yeah.
There's some girls that are 5'7 that can jump out of the gym.
That is for sure.
Brandon's got another interview, it looks like.
I'll send it to him right now.
All right, guys, we got Cameron Duryea here up, Sabetha. First off, just the fun that you're having here today.
It's so much fun. It's really fun playing with a bunch of new girls that I've played before and getting to know how they work, too.
You get an opportunity to, you know, you play multi-sports, but, you know, this game's not quite as competitive as maybe like your regular season, but the talent level that you get here, it's just kind of a different beast.
Oh, 100%. Everybody has their own different talent. It just adds together, makes it very special.
Talk about your career at Sabetha and just maybe a favorite memory or two.
I started my libero career my junior year of high school, and then I'd have to say my favorite memory is definitely my senior year and playing with my my last team and getting to, you know, go to sub-state with them and play with them and make new memories.
And then your future plans, what's next after this?
I'm going to KU after high school, and I'll be studying psychology to become a licensed social worker.
All right, there it is. Cameron Duryea, Sabetha. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Sabetha. Solid season right in the middle of the mix of the Big 7 this past year. 13-22 was their final record, tying with Jefferson West for fourth place in league play. And they were knocked out of the sub-state tournament a little bit earlier this year, but hoping to bounce back next year as it is 15-11 Navy team on top, trying to win the second set after winning the first set as well. A nice big-time kill for guess who? Taylor Weiser once again. And team goal trying to hang in there. And Weiser will come out for just a little bit. Gudenkoff will check in for Nemaha Central and serve here. Leading Nemaha Central to a 38-4 season, 14-0, winning another Big 7 league title for the Thunder. But like we mentioned before the broadcast, there's a ball that's hit into the net by the Navy team. Just running into the buzzsaw that is Beloit in the sub-state championship. Really unfortunate. But hoping that maybe things could change a little bit next year in that regard, trying to get back to state next year in the Big East League. So we have three balls sent over by Losey from Hanover, set to the far side. Big windup. That's blocked out of bounds, though, by Dollinghouse. And that was Maggie Turber from Valley Heights. For the goal team at the point.
Talking about Gudenkauf and Nemos Central, like, you have to work pretty hard and spend a lot of time to find a team at Nemos Central that was not, you know, having a winning record and a ton of success. I mean, not just recently, man. It goes way back, but it's phenomenal. It doesn't matter what time of year, what sport it is, how many seniors they got, you know, football, volleyball, basketball, everything that Nemos Central does. That's just a, you know, great school and community that continually has, you know, so many great athletes and coaches pushing that program to extreme heights.
Yeah, absolutely. And there are a lot of teams in our area that we can fortunately say is that have had a lot of success. I'm so blessed to be able to cover all these great schools, especially all the ones that are here representing their teams here this afternoon. It was a nice dig attempt by Reese Brown, but couldn't quite keep it alive as the point is to the Navy team, making it 17-14 here, set number two.
Gold cut it to one at 15-14 after trailing by as many as four, I believe. But one was as close as they could get. For now, they trail by three.
Three balls hit over by the gold team. Return from Evelyn Smith. Setting this one up for Merck. Return by Kuckelman of Centralia along the backside for the gold team. Squeezing through a couple blockers. Battle the net. Won by the gold team. And it is down for the points for Team Gold. That was Turber again. She's having a heck of a set. 17-15. Mentioned Tori Kuckelman. She's going to the bench. How important of a role she had on the volleyball and basketball teams this year that both got third place at state. And mentioning that she is the only senior on that roster. Get everybody back. Owen Dieters. Ava Gibbs. I mean, this is a team that is going to be loaded next year as a big windup and a kill for the Navy team. 18-15 hour score here in the second set. Here's Tegan Reno from Donovan West.
Shortest drive of the day to get
Yeah, that's for sure. Could have walked here if she wanted to. And coached by Coach Keller in high school, who's now going to be coaching the Scotties once again. Another point for the Navy team, so she will serve it once again. Second team all TVL. It was Tegan Reno. Big wind up, that one partially blocked at the net, but through to the Navy side. Dollinghouse is going to hit it over. From Frankfurt, she'll get the kill on the back line. Durier couldn't quite handle that one. It's 20-15. Another set for the Navy team where they kind of played it close a little bit, but starting to run away with it just like the first set. But here is a service error by Reno. She will go to the bench. Substitution for the Navy team. That will bring Olivia Scott back in the game from Jefferson West. All-league Big 7 was Scott this year for the Tigers. Sally, not the greatest return. And she'll hit over a free ball to the front right side. Not a great return for the goal team, but a nice scramble to get it over. But it goes out of bounds, wide of the mark. Terrific effort there by Emma Hardwick from Frankfurt. It's 21-16 Navy. Two teammates, Dollinghouse and Hardwick, playing on separate teams. Of course, winning the state title in basketball just a couple weeks ago. That's blocked at the net and out of bounds. Well, I think that was actually a point for the Navy team. So it's 22-16 now.
What was the best part of Frankfurt's run that you got to cover at the state basketball championship? Their first in school history, right?
That three-pointer that Ebert hit with 1:30 to go was their only three-point make of the game. They attempted about, had to have been 15 to 20 threes in that game. It's the only one that they made, and it was the game winner. It was just an incredible run from them, and now we got a timeout, so we will take it as well. It is 23-16 here in set number two. Step aside here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
So what do you see in your future? Buying the perfect home with a big oak tree? Watching your child graduate from college? Or finding more time for hobbies during your retirement? Whatever your future holds, make sure you talk with a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent. Together, we'll create a plan that's right for you. Call me, Farm Bureau Agent Brian Rocky in Hiawatha at 785-742-2137. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Time TS of Savetha is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years' experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, Time offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KimeTS.com to learn more. Time Trucking of Savetha. We make it happen.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000. Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
This is Norm Johnson with JBN Telephone Company. You're listening to the Northeast Kansas All-Star Games on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Coming down the final stretch of the second set, Jared Slubby alongside Justin Fluke and Brandon Tabman, who's standing alongside the gold sideline. Let's send it to him right now.
All right, guys, we got Carly Grable here out of Troy. Not a far drive for you to get here, but the experience here today playing with all these girls, what's that been like?
It's amazing. It shows all the talent over the cross of Northeast Kansas, and it's impressive. It's fun to play with them.
Two-sport athlete, played basketball, played volleyball, of course. What's the favorite out of your two?
Most definitely volleyball, 100%.
What's been the preparation like? You don't get you're very familiar with these girls, of course, for the most part, but now playing in a game like this, very limited time, you know, how does that, like the communication and stuff on the court, you know, does it build as you kind of go along here?
It does. We had an hour practice before this, and that's really where we all came together and started learning about each other and how we like each other and sets and everything. So it was it was definitely the practice, and the Wellness Center is just 15 minutes from me, so any of us could go up and practice too.
What about a favorite memory, you know, throughout your high school career, whether it be volleyball, basketball? Do you have one or two that maybe stick out to you?
My high school career, there was a lot of memories. This season was a big season. We came from underdogs to we went to three sets with Centralia for the sub-state, and it was close. It was definitely just an experience, and with the girls, that was the memorable.
What's the future plans for you?
I could go play volleyball, but I have decided to go to the University of Kansas to major in nursing, and my minor is undecided.
All right, there it is. Carly Grabro, Troy. Back to you guys.
All right, good stuff. Thank you, Brandon. We'll send it to a break. End of set number two. Navy gets the win. They're up 2-0. Let's send it to a break for a few minutes here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Founded in 1985, Extrutech of Savetha has installed numerous extrusion systems worldwide to exceed clients' expectations. Today, Extrutech continues successful growth through a capabilities-driven approach and valued staff. Extrutech is grateful to be a part of this strong community, and in return is proud to sponsor this local broadcast. You can trust that Extrutech Incorporated will continue to provide extrusion solutions based on a reliable foundation. Extrutech of Savetha.
Calling all ranchers and livestock owners. Safeguard your herd with livestock risk protection insurance. Protect your investment against market volatility and unexpected losses. Whether you raise cattle or pigs, ensure your livelihood with coverage tailored to your needs. Don't leave your profits to chance. Secure your future in the barn and the market. Livestock risk protection, because your animals and your bottom line deserve the best defense. Call SBS Insurance now to fence in your financial security.
Maybe instead of spring cleaning, you need some spring painting. It's amazing how new and exciting a paint job can make you feel. Painting projects start at Edelman's in Savetha. They carry PPG, including interior and exterior primers, and a variety of interior and exterior paints, plus all the supplies and tools you need. Edelman's also has a variety of Pinofin stain products to protect and bring a vibrant appeal to your deck. Think of how much better you'll feel sitting on that deck this summer. Edelman's Lumber, your full-service home center for 50 years. Trust the quality and experience of Edelman's in Savetha.
The Telephone Lifeline Program, often referred to as Lifeline, is a government initiative aimed at providing affordable telephone service to low-income individuals and their families. It ensures that everybody has access to basic communication services. Lifeline offers discounted phone services to eligible participants, helping bridge the digital divide and promote inclusivity. Contact JBN Telephone Company today at 785-866-2310 to see if you qualify. JBN Telephone Company, keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
With nearly 40 years under our belt at Taylor Seed Farms, we continue to focus on honesty and integrity. We've set the standard for personalized customer service. Our corn and soybeans are field tested and tried in your growing environment. Taylor High Quality Seed. We stake our name on it. Visit TaylorSeedFarms.com to find the hybrids and varieties
that are right for you.
The solar eclipse is coming on April 8th. Well, how would you feel if you were not able to see the pictures, the videos? Maybe somebody had a better angle or a better view than you did. You're not going to be able to see it if you don't have very good internet. Don't be left in the dark. Contact Giant Communications today at 785-362-9331 or visit giantcomm.net and figure out how you can have 1 month of free internet. That's right, free internet heading into the eclipse. Don't be left in the dark. Contact Giant Communications today, keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
As your hometown bank, Citizens State Bank and Trust looks forward to helping you through the many stages of life, from your first checking account to your retirement account. We've helped generations of families buy their first home, finance their vehicles, and plan for the future. Let us put our experience to work for you and your family. Call today for an appointment. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Who you do business with really does matter. At Sailor Insurance, beyond offering insurance products, education, and guidance, it is our mission to give back to our local communities. Sailor Insurance supports many area organizations throughout the year, such as schools, booster clubs, hospitals, churches, Chamber of Commerce, along with NCTC, Baileyville Benefit, Burton Fireworks, Axtell and Sabetha Fitness Centers, local humane societies, and the list goes on and on. Work with a local agent, such as Sailor Insurance, who are from or live in the communities where you live.
This is Austin Taylor with Giant Communications. You're listening to the Northeast Kansas All-Star Games on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
And we are back here at Highland Community College. Brandon Tamman, Justin Fluke, Jared Sleppy. We'll get it to him in just a moment. Navy here in the All-Star match has taken the first two sets, 25-17 and 25-20. As the first points trying to be decided here in set number three. There is a nice kill and finish for Jordan Rank. And let's go down to Jared Sleppy, our first interview here.
All right, I got Emma Hardwick from Frankfurt here with me, coming off the state championship title for basketball. First of all, you've had some time to kind of let that settle in. How are you feeling about it?
I feel very good. It's been crazy to think about, and some of it's settled in all the way. I don't think all of it has, but fun and exciting.
And also a big-time track star as well. Four medals at state a couple years ago, one last year. What are some things you're trying to do to kind of get ready for the spring season?
I think we're training a lot harder right now because I think he has higher expectations for us. And so I think we're just going to continue to train hard and compete and then hopefully get back to state again.
What are some of the things that you're doing to try to train for the track season?
We're running more distance stuff right now and narrowing down on our handoffs and working on our endurance a lot more. The very first day of practice, he made a start on our endurance just so that we could start building that up right away.
Good stuff. And in terms of your future plans for college, what does that look like for you?
I'm going to go to Emporia, and I'm going to major in elementary education.
All right, good stuff. Thanks, Emma. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Back to you guys.
All right, there it is. Emma Hardwick of Frankfurt. Of course, just an incredible run for their basketball team. Winning that first state championship in school history, we had an idea, you know, coming into the basketball year because they brought back everybody on their roster. They got to third last year, finishing in the state tournament, so you knew Frankfurt was going to be a very good basketball team this year, and lo and behold, they go out and win their first state title in school history. So Emma Hardwick, a big part of that, as right now it's a 3-2 advantage here for the Gold Squad over Team Navy. Is, again, Navy has taken the first two sets here in this All-Star match.
Yeah, it seems like once they get to about 15 points in, that's when Navy's exerted themselves and kind of stretched out to a 4-5 or bigger point lead and then just been able to hold on each of the first two sets.
Gwen Knoll setting it up for Gold. It hits the net a couple of times and falls through. Clara Johnson had a chance at it, but Navy gets the point. Masali again doing a big part there, and it's a 3-3 tie. Mentioned earlier, again, seven of these girls participating in the basketball game tomorrow, so it just shows the not just the talent for volleyball, but all these girls, most of them, multi-sport athletes, some two, some even three. Be happy to bring you that coverage as well tomorrow with the girls at 1 and the boys game at 3 o'clock.
I'm pretty sure this was off air, Brandon, but Coach Keller, the HCC new volleyball coach here in Highland, she told me that next year they actually plan to play this all-star volleyball game in November, like right after the season as a standalone event. And then, basketball will still be this time of year.
Yeah, because one of the things is there were some girls that turned down invitations to play in this because they play year-round club ball and they're playing in kind of in these big-time tournaments trying to get to a national-level style tournament. So, yeah, the idea of playing it in a different time slot could allow more girls the opportunity to potentially play both.
And be a good recruiting tool for HCC as well.
100%. Right now it's a 5-3 advantage. Make it a 5-4 advantage. Miss Alley, we've called her name quite a few times here, the Oskaloosa Bear. We talked about her help with kind of turning around that basketball program this year. They were much more competitive after just 3 wins a couple of years ago, and she's been a crucial part of the Navy's success here. The first 2-plus sets. The gold team right now with the 5-4 advantage, and Masali again with a block and a point, and it's evened up at 5-5.
Masali wins my award for the best shoes on the Navy All-Star today.
They definitely stick out a little bit more than others.
And the Jeff West girl for the gold All-Stars, I think her sneakers were catching my attention as well.
Navy trying to set it up for Masali, but a little bit strong on the kill shots. Point for the gold at 6-5. Gold with the advantage.
Yeah, yep. Reese Brown, that's who I was alluding to. That's going back to serve from Jeff West for the gold All-Stars. Got a little more color to her sneakers here today as well.
Jefferson West basketball making a run to the sub-state championship game, but saw a very good Hayden team in that and lost in that sub-state title game. 7-5. Gold trying to get one back here as Navy again has won the first two sets, 25-17, 25-20. Service error there makes it 7-6. Gold by one.
From a Jeff West girl serving for the gold to a Jeff West girl serving for the Navy.
You know there's bragging rights when these girls, very familiar playing on the same team for so many years, and now they get an opportunity to play against each other. And an error on the serve makes it 8-6 now, that point for the gold. And Cindy Osterhaus of Centralia heading up the gold squad. Crystal Bontrager of Holton with the Navy squad. Success for both of those programs. We talked about Holton making a run to the 4A tournament this past year. Centralia, third place finish at 1A D1. There's the ace for the Navy squad to tie it up. That's Alexis Dollinghouse of Frankfurt. So an 8-8 tie here in set number 3. Dollinghouse will serve it once again. She was second team all-league in the TVL for volleyball this season. Sets it up front, pushing it back. Here's Brenna Smith blocked at the net. And Weiser and also Clara Johnson in there defensively for the gold to get that point, and it's now 9-8 in favor of the gold squad. Mentioned Weiser, who's going to Central Missouri to play basketball, but also the career leader in kills at Riverside as well. So many school records.
I mean, look how good Riverside was, you know, girls basketball in the Big 7. I think that's a team that should be pretty competitive. They obviously lose Weiser, Hallie Studer, some of their key seniors, but you know, we talk about the transition with the Big East next year. Riverside, I think they'll fit in pretty well, and Troy as well, going to the Northeast Kansas League.
Yeah, leagues are going to change up a little bit next year. Excited for that, and our coverage expanding a little bit more going into 24 and 25 years. There's another point for the gold. Diving effort missed there by Tegan Reno, just a little bit short. Gold has 11-8 advantage here, and we get a timeout, so we'll step aside as well. It's set number 3 of the 5 here with the All-Star Volleyball match here at Highland at Community College. Again, 11-8 gold in set 3, and we're back after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hello, Hiawatha. Get ready for a new era of connectivity as Rainbow Fiber grows right here in our community. We're switching from coaxial cables to the most future-proof network in the world, fiber optics. Our contractors from NCS are out there placing fiber cable enclosures near your coaxial cable boxes. And while they're at it, they might even hang the fiber cable drop, preparing for a seamless connection to the main line. Expect an informational packet in the mail this summer with details of our new and faster fiber internet plans along with your next steps. Rainbow, cultivating connectivity in Hiawatha with fiber internet.
Berwick Oil Company Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
This is Norm Johnson with JBN Telephone Company. You're listening to the Northeast Kansas All-Star Games on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Brandon, Justin, Jared with you back here at Highland Community College. Out of that quick timeout, another point for the Gold Squad. 12-9, their advantage on Team Navy in this All-Star match. Basketball games we'll have for you tomorrow. Always fun to cover each and every year. You're on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Another point for the Gold. That one put into the net by Brenna Smith of St. Mary's. So it's 13-9, and Justin alluded to maybe the largest lead for Team Gold so far in these first two and plus sets, as Navy has won the first two. Another kill shot. This time Brenna Smith able to get that one done. Makes it 13-10. Brenna Smith, a second-team All-State selection for St. Mary's this year in Class 3A. Navy to serve now with Merck out of Valley Heights. Gold setting it up, far side, kill shot rejected, and a point for Team Navy. Brenna Smith calling her name out a couple of times here. Gets the rejection there at the front of the net. And Delana Merck, the 5'8". Outside hitter and defensive specialist for the Valley Heights Mustangs, sends one across, and another defensive effort as Smith and Masali getting another point for Navy as they are rallying now, and it's now 13-12. Merck again was a honorable mention All-State selection this year for the Mustangs. Couldn't get the diving save on the back line, and Weiser the kill for Team Gold, and their lead back to two at 14-12. Here is Victoria Kuckelman, the 5'7 libero for Centralia, will serve for Gold, and she gets an ace. Kind of an awkward spin on it off the hand, but found it inside the line. So Gold takes a three-point advantage at 15-12. Kuckelman to serve again. Maybe at the front, Masali across. Now Gold blocked at the net. Masali getting it over Clara Johnson of Jefferson County North, and it's 15-13.
Her net play has been phenomenal, whether it's blocking or, you know, attacking. Sally's been really, really good for Navy today up there on that front line.
Crazy to think that Masali was only honorable mention in the NEKL this year for volleyball. She's been kind of the standout here so far for Navy. Speaking of Navy, they got it. Masali puts it into the net there. Couldn't quite get it across with the spike attempt. 16-13. Again, Gold hanging on to this slim lead, trying to get there first on the board as Navy won the first set 25-17 and then also 25-20 in set number two. Get some rotational pieces in for the Gold squad as Gwen Knoll of Morehill Mount Academy goes out. Also, Carly Grable gets a breather for Coach Osterhaus and crew. Another serve here for the Gold. Up to the front of the net, and nicely saved there by Dollinghaus to keep it alive. Now the Gold get an opportunity. And Smith with a nice effort there. Masali in the middle of the floor sends it across for Navy. Now Gold an opportunity. There's a spike attempt, but into the net. It was mishit by Hardwick out of Frankfurt, and it's 16-14. So staying close here in this third set between these two. Now we'll get Tegan Reno out of Donovan West, the 5'5 outside hitter and defensive specialist, second team all-league in the TVL. Gold with a spike attempt, but it's saved up by Olivia Scott for Jeff West. Now sent back across by Jordan Rank, but Gold there to keep this one alive. And another diving effort on the back line. Good job by Reno to keep it alive here for Navy. Gold another opportunity. There's the spike and rejected at the rim. Navy gets another point. Good defensive effort up front.
Longer volleys we've seen. Great hustle play.
A couple
really nice digs on the back line for both teams, especially Navy. Scott and Reno both had a good dig.
Yeah, Reno then sending that serve across. Another One on the knees, keeping it alive, and it's pushed across by Jordan Rank. Now, Team Gold will try to set it to the far side. Tapped across, Brenda Smith ready for it, middle of the floor. And a spike attempt airmailed out by Jordan Rank, the 5'11 outside hitter at Amore Hill Mounts Academy. And that's a point for Gold. It's 17-15, so Gold keeping their slim advantage as we are inching closer and closer to the end of set number three.
Like you said, we're going to play all five sets regardless, but it'd be nice. Gold could win one or two here to make it a little more intense and climatic down the stretch.
I think if Gold can rally for the next two, I would think that that fifth set might have a little bit extra juice with it just for bragging rights. And
right.
There's a nice finesse shot that finds the hole. Jordan Rank out of Amore Hill Mounts Academy makes it 17-16. As this one has stayed within just a few, is Delana Merck of Valley Heights will check back in on the front line for Navy. And sent across by the Jeff West Tiger, Olivia Scott. Here's Gold on the attack, and it is just a bit out, airmailed by Maggie Turber out of Valley Heights. Mentioned teammates throughout their careers, some playing against each other here. In this all-star matchup today, here's Scott again as we're tied at 17. Set number three, this all-star matchup here at Highland Community College. Gold again sending it across. Smith there to dig it out. Push near side. Rank again sends it across. Gold ready for it. Pushed across by Hardwick. There's a spike attempt, but Reno on the back line saving it. Another good rally put together by both. Here's a set and a spike attempt, and it's too long. And Navy takes the lead at 18-17 as Bilderback just couldn't quite keep it inside the lines at a ACCHS.
Down by 4 points, I think, two different occasions here in this third set. Navy now getting the lead, and it's late in set three.
All right, so it's certainly getting to crunch time here as Bilderback sends one across. Navy set with the one-point lead. Here's Rank again, defended well at the net by Gold. Pushed across by Johnson. Here's a spike attempt. Another diving effort by Scott this time to keep it alive for Navy. Then sent across by Merck. Gold again will try it middle of the floor. Spike hit up in the air by Scott. Hits the rafters. And it played well for Navy as they get it back across. Play it as it lies. Gold again on the spike attempt, and it's down this time. So Navy had an opportunity off the deflection there, but Gold able to get the point. And that'll be Torber again for Valley Heights, who got the point, now goes back to serve. It's 18-18. Smith. Getting it in the air. Now Navy on a third try, across with one hand. Gold will try to take the lead here. There's Weiser on the kill attempt, but it's saved nicely. Battle at the net, and Navy sends it back across. They want Weiser again, far side. Little finesse, and she got it to go. And we got an interview. Jared down there on the Gold sideline. Let's see what Jared's got for us.
All right, I got Tori Kuckelman from Centralia with me. And first of all, how has this event been going for you?
It's so much fun. I love playing volleyball, and, like, my teammates are so much fun. They bring a lot of energy. It's just been a great day.
How strange is it for you to kind of play with players like Maggie and Carly, who have been playing against pretty much your entire career, and now you're playing alongside them?
I was kind of nervous going into it, playing with them, because I'm like, oh, I don't know how much I love these people just because they're such good athletes. But they are so nice, and I have loved getting to play with the great athletes. It's been a lot of fun.
So you were the lone senior for both the volleyball and the basketball team. So how set up for success is the Centralia program moving forward?
Oh, they are loaded. I have told them, like, they were, after we lost basketball, they were all so upset. And I was like, guys, you're coming back next year. Like, I have full faith in them. They're going to get it the next, like, 4 years coming up.
And are you planning on coming back and visiting for, like, on visiting college to kind of support the teams that you're playing on for the past couple years?
Oh, for sure. My best friends are still in high school after I leave, so I'm definitely going to come back and show them so much support. I only wish them the best.
Awesome. And what are your plans for college?
I am going to Emporia, and I'm going to major in elementary education and then get my master's in counseling to be a school counselor.
Awesome. Congrats on all your success, and back to you guys.
Thank you.
All right, there it is. Victoria Kuckelman out of Centralia giving a shout-out to what's ahead for the Panther programs, both basketball and volleyball, set up for success. It's always just a program that's loaded each and every year. And we get back to the action here, and it's been good in this third set. And Gold trying to get one here. They got a 21-20 lead. Weiser getting the point there for Team Gold. Navy UTB won the first two sets, 25-17, 25-20. And a serve for Team Gold. There's Scott for Jeff West, saving it. Here's a set for Rank, and Rank puts it down. The Raven out of Moorhill Mounts Academy, first team all-league selection. Ties it at 21 apiece. Rank will go back to serve, listed at 5-11. Spins it in the left, swinging the right hand through. Gold with the set, and there's the spike, but it goes into the nets. And Navy has the lead at 22-21. Can Rank finish it out for Team Navy here in set three? Had to rally on a couple occasions, down four throughout the set. But Gold trying to get that first one. There's Rank on the back line for Navy, pushing it to the front of the net, sent across by Reno. From front left to far right, now Weiser again, the big pause, pushing it across, not much to it. Now Reno again slapping, but right to Weiser. Now a little tap shot that's put over, nicely done. That was Gwen Knoll, kind of the fake set and push across, kind of catching that Navy front line off guard, ties it at 22. And that spike attempt sent a little bit long and out, so a point for Navy there. It was mishit by Bilderback of ACCHS, and it's 23-22. Navy has the advantage and the serve down the stretch here in set three. Serving it across is Delana Merck. There's the set and spike. It's a battle at the net, but it's on the side of Gold, keeping it in the air. Weiser, two hands, pushing it across. Now Navy setting it front left, and Reno with the tap across, but Gold is ready for it. Now Weiser kind of fading back, sends it across with the right hand. Now Masali for Team Navy. They'll reset. Here's Weiser on the spike, and she gets the kill. Cyclone career leader in kills, ties it at 23.
First time we've had a set kind of go down to the wire here. Very close. I feel like this next point's going to be pivotal to who can come out on top in this third set.
And let's see, we got the Blue Jay of Cameron Durier, who's going to serve here for Gold. 23-23 tie, set three. A low screamer that goes across, but Navy's ready for it. Reno off the top of the net, but Gold has it, resets. There's the set and the spike, and saved on the back line by Rank. Now Navy trying to send a spike across. Gold ready for it. Another Gold attempt, and it goes down. It is Maggie Torber for Valley Heights who makes it 24-23. Gold has set point here in set number three, trying to get that first tally in the first few sets here of this All-Star match. See if Durier can finish it off for Team Gold. Sends it across, knuckleball style, sent back across on one hit. Now Gold pushing it, but saved by Rank for Navy. They push it backside for Smith, her spike, and it is still alive. Masali pushing it across. It's a battle at the net. Masali again, deflected in the air. Gold has it. They'll send it to the far side. Torber spike, saved on the back line by Scott. Good rally. Now Smith again, tipped by Gold to the front of the net. Navy somehow.
Wow.
It was looking like they were going to get the point, but they don't. Now blocked. Gold trying to get it, and we got it. Okay, so Team Gold able to finally get it done. Good defense up front by Carly Grable.
What a set point.
So 25-23, that might make set four a little bit more interesting as it's now Navy 2 and Gold 1. We'll step aside the 38th Annual Northeast Kansas All-Star Games presented by JBN Telephone Company and Giant Communications. Don't be left in the dark when the solar eclipse arrives April 8th. Call 785-362-9331 to find out how you can receive 1 month of free internet. Again, Brandon, we got Justin, we got Jared. It is heading now into set number four for this All-Star Volleyball match. We'll take a timeout. Back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you tired of all the Medicare phone calls, mailings, and TV ads making certain supplement plans sound too good to be true? Or offering plans that do not work or work well in our area?
Well, so are we.
At Sailor Insurance, we want you to know the truth and we'll always do what's right for you. Come see me, Jan Steinlage in Sabetha or Mindy Sudbeck in Seneca and stay ahead of the junk. Give us a call to schedule your appointment today.
Sailor Insurance, online at sailorinsurance.com.
On your way to the game or on the ride home from the game, stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha for a meal or just for a snack. There's a variety of delicious items to choose from on their menu, and you can get them to go. Why cook before or after the game? Stop in for your favorite drink or ice cream treat like a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Or one of your favorite sandwich like a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
Hi, this is Paul Cabe of KSI, a global ag equipment manufacturer with Midwest Values in Sabetha, Kansas. We are a family-owned company that invests in our community and our employees. KSI is always looking for local, dedicated employees who would like to provide for their families and grow their career by offering full benefits, health insurance, vision, dental, 401k match, and even paid time off for charitable volunteer work. Call 785-284-0600 or visit KSIEdge.com to join our team.
MCON is a full-service construction company specializing in excavating and underground utility work, as well as conservation and tile projects, delivering results throughout the Midwest with knowledge and experience as a family-owned business in Wathena. Contact the local team at MCON or visit online at mconunderground.com.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
The solar eclipse is coming on April 8th. Well, how would you feel if you were not able to see the pictures, the videos? Maybe somebody had a better angle or a better view than you did. You're not going to be able to see it if you don't have very good internet. Don't be left in the dark. Contact Giant Communications today at 785-362-9331 or visit giantcomm.net and figure out how you can have 1 month of free internet. That's right, free internet heading into the eclipse. Don't be left in the dark. Contact Giant Communications today, keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
The Shirt Shack has you covered with many options of Red Hawk shirts, jackets, gift items, and much, much more. Looking for custom screen printing or embroidery? The Shirt Shack does that too. Find The Shirt Shack on Facebook or stop by and check out everything they have to offer at The Shirt Shack in Hiawatha.
Lamberson Construction with Kip Lamberson. Concrete by design. Contact at 785-851-9007. Specializing in custom concrete design and also now doing pool designs.
Farm, home, auto, life, crop, and commercial. That's Taylor Insurance Services in Atchison, Oskaloosa, and Effingham. Locally owned and supporting all local schools, sports, and activities. Taylor Insurance Services. It's better to have it and not need it than to need it and not have it.
The Telephone Lifeline Program, often referred to as Lifeline, is a government initiative aimed at providing affordable telephone service to low-income individuals and their families. It ensures that everybody has access to basic communication services. Lifeline offers discounted phone services to eligible participants, helping bridge the digital divide and promote inclusivity. Contact JBN Telephone Company today at 785-866-2310 to see if you qualify. JBN Telephone Company, keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
This is Austin Taylor with Giant Communications. You're listening to the Northeast Kansas All-Star Games on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Brandon Tamman, Jared Sleppy, Justin Fluke. It is a 1-0 gold lead as we start set number 4 of the 5 here for this All-Star match here today. Good rally going here for looking for point number 2 total. Appreciate all the athletes helping us out with the interviews throughout the day. Navy getting a point there, ties it at 1.
I tell you what, the end of that third set really brought an intensity back into this arena. It's starting to feel a little tense in here.
Yeah, we were talking about it, me and Justin, about, you know, if gold could sneak that one out, make things a little more interesting, might turn up the competitiveness. Because, again, it is all for fun, but these are athletes. You know, there's that competitive edge, and they still want to win it. And Vitaly, again, a girl we have called a lot here out of Oskaloosa, gets one there for Navy. It's now 2-1.
And she has been a total rock star on all facets. It was a rough year for them in terms of getting in the win column this year, but on the basketball court, she really tore it up in every single facet.
There is a service error by Brenna Smith of St. Mary's that ties it at 2-2. And we mentioned that 7 of these girls competing today will be parts of the All-Star basketball game tomorrow. Of course, we'll have coverage once again with the girls at 2 and the boys following, or correction, the girls at 1 and the boys following at 3 o'clock. As Langley gets a kill for Team Navy. a 6-foot outside hitter and center from Jefferson County North, an all-state selection, second team in Class 2A this year. Jefferson County North, they always seem to have good basketball and volleyball programs consistently there. Navy gets another point there. Little miss hit up front by Gold, makes it 4-2. Navy won the first two sets. Gold won set three, so it's 2-1 Navy right now. These all-star matches this weekend on the MSC Sports Radio Network, as Gold getting one back, makes it 4-3.
And kind of like what Justin said back, I think, in the second set, as this match has kind of gone along, the chemistry has gotten better, the communicating better, and the play overall has gotten a lot better since that first set.
Yeah, the girls said they had a one-hour practice, really. I mean, how much of the practice was legitimate? You know, are they really grinding out, putting stuff together? Is it just like, hey, we're just trying to get that camaraderie, you know, kind of built up before we get on the floor together? So they don't get a lot of time, but you see it kind of building a little bit more. As Smith getting one there for Team Navy, makes it 5-4. Alternating the last 3 points between the two. 25-17 Navy in set one, 25-20 Navy set two. And Gold came back 25-23 in set number three. Here's a set and a kill. Langley blocked up by Gold. Pushed back across. Running it down is Losey, the Hanover Wildcat. And there's a set and a spike and a point for Team Navy again. It's Emmalyn Smith who gets another one there. Makes it 6-4.
Been really impressed with Maggie Turber today from Valley Heights for the Gold team. The way she is just so explosive. She is incredible vertical. And on top of that, when she gets up to that height, at the very height, she has that explosiveness to send the ball all the way through. She has a great follow-through, finishes all the way through contact. Just an excellent volleyball player overall.
Ranked the serve for Navy. It's batted around at the net, but Navy can't get it back across. Dropped through the hands of Smith. And mentioning Torba right there, who helps Gold getting a point there, makes it 6-5. And we'll get it to Justin here in just a second after we get this next point. Navy trying to send it to the backside. It's Langley who taps it down, but Gold
kick.
Somehow able to get it alive and keep it alive and send it back across. And now there's a set and a spike into the nets, and Navy gets the point. Let's go down to Justin.
Hey, I'm here with Mar-Hill Mouth Academy's Jordan Rink. I'm my Navy All-Stars. And Jordan, what's this experience been like for you today?
It's been great. It's been really fun. All the girls are super nice, and the atmosphere is very competitive and positive.
So you're planning on coming here to Highland to play college volleyball, right? So what led to that decision, and what are you excited about being a scout?
I came here, and I really liked the volleyball team. I know some girls who are on the volleyball team, and I know that they're great at volleyball and just great people. So that's what kind of led to it.
Kind of cool to get the experience to play on the court that you're going to be playing a lot on the next year, too, right?
Yeah.
Tell me about being a Raven, Mar-Hill Mouth Academy. Great, you know, volleyball, basketball season was really great as well. What are some of your favorite memories, and what did you think about your senior season at Mar-Hill Mouth Academy?
For volleyball, we did the best that we could. We didn't have that many people. And then for basketball, we had a lot of people, and it was a very fun season. One thing I'll never forget.
You have a favorite memory? Just the basketball season in general this year? Or anything more specific, a certain game or anything?
Probably when we played Riverside in the sub-state for basketball. It was very intense.
It was a great game. Jordan, enjoy the rest of the day. Good luck in the future being a Scotty.
Thank you.
That's Jordan Rank of Mar-Hill Mouth Academy. Guys, back to you.
All right. Thank you very much, Justin. Jordan Rank again of Mar-Hill Mouth Academy. First team All-League selection for the Ravens this year.
As mentioned, she made state in the 1,600-meter race a couple years ago, hoping to get back there to Wichita this year.
That track is always just a different beast with the amount of schools that we cover and the amount of athletes that we always get there, and Frank no exception. Good job by Masali there to get another point. Navy with the advantage here, 10-6. Set number 4 of 5. Navy won the first two sets, but Gold came back with the set 3 win. And a near ace, but Gold just punching it across on a third try to keep it alive. Sally sends it across, and it falls down for a point.
And Weiser tried to kick it to keep it alive. Couldn't quite get the kick save the beauty.
All right, we're going to get a timeout here, so we'll step aside as well. It's Team Navy leading the Gold Squad 11-6, set 4 here with the All-Star match again the Northeast Kansas All-Star matches and games this weekend, presented by JBN Telephone Company and Giant Communications. Don't be left in the dark when the solar eclipse arrives April 8th. Call 785-362-9331 to find out how you can receive 1 month of free internet. We'll step aside back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The solar eclipse is coming on April 8th. Well, how would you feel if you were not able to see the pictures, the videos? Maybe somebody had a better angle or a better view than you did. You're not going to be able to see it if you don't have very good internet. Don't be left in the dark. Contact Giant Communications today at 785-362-9331 or visit giantcomm.net and figure out how you can have 1 month of free internet. That's right, free internet heading into the eclipse. Don't be left in the dark. Contact Giant Communications today, keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
State Farm Insurance Agent Jessica Studer, providing insurance and financial services. 205 St. Joseph Street in Wathena. Stop by for a visit or log on to jessicastuder.com.
This is Norm Johnson with JBN Telephone Company. You're listening to the Northeast Kansas All-Star Games on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
11-7, Team Navy set four out of the timeout. Make it 12-7. Another kill for Massali. The Oskaloosa Bear makes it 12-7 in favor of Team Navy. Again, Brandon Tam and Jared Sleppy, Justin Fluke all with you. Volleyball match here today. Basketball tomorrow. Girls game will be at 1. The boys will follow at 3 o'clock. We'll have here on the MSE Sports Radio Network as well. Gold trying to rally, and a error by Gold allows Navy to get another point. 13-7 now their lead.
Well, I'm not sure if there's a MVP of this game, but if there is one, it'd be hard not to give that to Lex Massali from Oskaloosa right now. She has been phenomenal.
Yeah, she's had certainly maybe called her more than most others, and there she is again, finding an opening, making it 14-7, the old classic football score. See if Gold can put a rally together.
Might need to go for two as well.
Navy, four All-State selections on this roster from this season. A lot of these girls have had a ton of accolades throughout their careers. Here's Weiser for Gold on the spike attempt, defended well by Massali and Brenna Smith. Tipped across by Weiser, but can't keep it inside the lines. And it's now 15-7, four straight, and seven of the last eight have gone to Navy, so they got the momentum right now.
You know, Weiser and Massali has been probably the most fun matchup, 1v1. They're always in the same general location. It's been a blast.
Boy, there's a kill shot put down by Bilderback, the honorable mention NEKL selection this year. Makes it 15-8. Stops that little bit of a run for Team Navy. A couple of rotations in for Gold, as it'll be Duryea back to serve, the Sabetha Blue Jay. And she will send it across. Navy to the front middle, left side. It's Langley on the kill shot, and it finds an opening. Langley doubles it up. It's now 16-8 in favor of Navy.
We got that one past Carly Grable, and Grable, an avid KU fan. So it's kind of interesting
okay. To
maybe get her opinion on what happened on the first round matchup there.
Grable, a two-sport athlete with the Trojans, taking spring off after basketball and volleyball seasons. Weiser again, a miss hit, a little too strong. Makes it 17-8, and I'll tell you what, Weiser is every bit of 6'3". Standing down there in Central Missouri, they got a good one. She will be part of the basketball game tomorrow as well. Service error by Navy. Brenna Smith into the net. Of course, St. Mary is going to be a part of the Big East League next year. St. Mary's Bears and Silver Lake Eagles, Rossville Bulldogs, and Raleigh County Falcons joining parts of the Big Seven. Right now it's 17-9 in favor of Navy, and got a good rally going between the two now. There's a set and a spike for Gold. Navy there for it. Push it to the backside, sent across by Jordan Rank. Now Gold, a couple of bodies near it, but get it across. They push it here near side for Langley. Tipped in the air by Gold. Kuckelman on the back line. They will send it across. There's the spike. Dug up nicely by Lopsy, the Hanover Wildcat. Langley again. Too strong, and it's out of play. Gold getting the point. Now 17-10.
Another player that's kind of been a standout today is Alexi Dollinghouse, the
center for the Navy team from Frankfurt. She's been spectacular, setting up her teammates for success.
Second team All-League for Dollinghouse, the TBL this season. Frankfurt had a year. They went 22-15. They lost in the sub-state title match, the Eagles of Clifton Clyde.
Got revenge by beating them in basketball, though.
That's right.
In the state championship. Yep.
18-10 now, the Navy lead, as they look to take set four and ultimately the advantage in the match going into what will be the fifth and final set after this one. There's a point for Gold, much needed, as Torber gets it. The 5-7 outside hitter for Valley Heights makes it 18-11.
Emma Hardwick checking in. Coming in for Gwen Knoll, Morehead Academy, for the Gold team. Now another substitution is Scrable exits and Claire Johnson comes in and will serve.
Of course, with our three leagues, it was Hanover who won the TBL title this year in volleyball. It was Nemaha Central who went undefeated in the Big Seven. And then there was a tie in the NEKL with Jefferson County North and Pleasant Ridge, as both those schools went 15-1 in league play.
And a tough loss for the Chargers in the sub-state championship, which was at home. They fell to a really good Maranatha Academy team.
It was funny. I was actually covering that sub-state, and I was like in the middle of the JCN students up against the rail.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, looking over the court. It was a heck of an atmosphere. But, yeah, Maranatha was a really good team. JCN just couldn't overcome a couple of tough stretches, and they were just very close to getting to at state tournaments, but losing in that sub-state championship game.
Heck of an academic or athletic year for JCN. I mean, talk about the football team having their best season of all time, getting the state championship game, basketball team making state. I mean, it's just an incredible year for JCN.
Yeah, they seem to have just really solid athletes across the board, always competitive year in and year out. 19-12 right now, the Navy lead, and there's a finesse point put down by Delana Merck of Valley Heights. Makes it 20-12.
Same can be said about Valley Heights. I mean, you can just kind of go, almost every single one of these teams are kind of towards the top of the league, so they had a great year. They're having a great year. That means just every single one of them really is incredible, the teams that we get to cover.
And it's only going to expand when we get kind of the movements in some of these leagues next year. I know we had mentioned earlier about Troy going from the TBL to the NEKL, and looks like we do got another interview with Justin here in just a moment. Let's get this point saddled up. It's 20-12. Navy sets it up, but Gold having it. Pushing it to the front. Builderback sets it up, but Gold having to just send it across. Now Navy again. They push it to the backside. Sent across by Reno, but it goes into the net. Or it gets over, and Gold can't get it back across. Makes it 21-12. Navy, let's send it down to Justin.
I'm here with Alexis Dollinghouse of the Navy All-Stars, of course, from Frankfurt. And Alexis has been busy today. I feel like that center position is always so, so busy and important. But tell me about just how you feel like this has gone overall today.
It has been really fun. The whole team has just kind of bonded well together, and we play well, and we just know when to give each other a break and everything. It's really nice.
So you won the first two sets, but then Gold got you in that third set. It seems like you girls are back with like a little vengeance, like kind of lit a fire, huh?
Yes, yes. Put a little fire in us.
Well, a great career, obviously, at Frankfurt, and you are part of the state championship basketball team as well. So just talk about being a Frankfurt Wildcat and what your senior year has been like.
My senior year has been phenomenal. Our volleyball team, we really bonded well together. None of us really felt left out, and in basketball is the same way. And as you can see, that got us to a state championship, and we won, so it was really nice.
How tough has it been as a setter today, you know, not knowing maybe the tendencies and where some of these girls like to have the ball? Just how do you feel like the chemistry has grown throughout the day, and how hard has that been?
I've definitely learned a lot about these girls. I know at my high school, we usually set high and out, but some of these girls are a little different, and I've been adjusting pretty well and just making sure they all get what they need.
And tell us your future plans, Alexis.
I plan to attend Washburn University and become an occupational therapist assistant.
Awesome. Well, congratulations, and good luck. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you.
That's Alexis Dollinghouse of Frankfurt on the Navy side. Guys, back to you.
All right, there it is, Alexis Dollinghouse. Great senior year for her, of course, part of the state basketball championship run. Another point for Navy. Had a timeout in the middle of that interview, so just back to it. And Navy closing in on a set four victory, potentially up 23-13. And that was Delana Merck sending off the serve for Navy. And then there's the point. Weiser getting one back. Makes it 23-14. Can Gold put together what would be a heck of a rally here to try to get back into this fourth set?
It sure would be, yeah.
A couple of subs in for Gold, a little rotation. Gold to serve, down 23-14. Maybe up front. They set it for Smith or Spike, and it's down. Gold got a hand on it, believe. It was Gudenkoff who maybe have gotten a hand on it, but Smith, too much power, and it's set point here for Navy. 24-14.
Technically match point, but we will play a fifth set.
We will have the fifth set, yes, absolutely. But this would give Navy the advantage. And there's Weiser not wanting to finish it just yet. Cyclone career leader in kills gets one for gold. It's 24-15. As Duryea goes back to serve the Sabetha Blue Jay. Good crowd supports both sides of the gym here. There's an ace for Duryea, makes it 24-16. Finds that opening between the front and back lines. Duryea spins in the left, fires with the right, and it's into the net, and that does it. So a service error will end it, and Navy takes the 3-1 advantage through the four sets, and we will play a fifth set. 2:15. So keep hanging with us. We'll step aside for a quick timeout, and we'll have the fifth set right after this. You're listening again to the Northeast Kansas All-Star Games. They are presented by JBN Telephone Company and Giant Communications. Don't be left in the dark when the solar eclipse arrives April 8th. Call 785-362-9331. Find out how you can receive 1 month of free internet. Back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Benedictine College is a top 10 school right here in the Midwest. Academic, athletic, career, and life success await you. Learn more about your future at benedictine.edu.
Congratulations to the Northeast Kansas All-Stars on excellent high school careers from the Stresscrete Group. Stresscrete is a family-owned, forward-thinking company that values their employees. See them for career opportunities.
Angie Hughes with Farm Bureau Financial in Lancaster is your insurance professional for auto, home, life, commercial, farm and ranch, and health. Call Angie at 913-874-2060 or see her at 202 North 2nd Street in Lancaster. Angie Hughes with Farm Bureau Financial, Lancaster.
TexRx Pharmacy and Home Care is your locally owned and operated pharmacy. Free delivery, medication management, CPAPs, and immunizations are among the many services they offer. Stop by and see them today at 807 Main Street in Atchison. TexRx Pharmacy and Home Care. We take care of you.
Davis Publications, Inc., the Valley Falls Vindicator, and the Oskaloosa Independent Newspapers wish the Northeast Kansas All-Star participants the best. The Vindicator and the Independent cover the communities and happenings in Jefferson County.
Kime TS of Sabetha is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years' experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, Kime offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KimeTS.com to learn more. Kime Trucking of Sabetha. We make it happen.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000. Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
MCON is a full-service construction company specializing in excavating and underground utility work, as well as conservation and tile projects, delivering results throughout the Midwest with knowledge and experience as a family-owned business in Wathena. Contact the local team at MCON or visit online at mconunderground.com.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
The Shirt Shack has you covered with many options of Red Hawk shirts, jackets, gift items, and much, much more. Looking for custom screen printing or embroidery? The Shirt Shack does that too. Find The Shirt Shack on Facebook or stop by and check out everything they have to offer at The Shirt Shack in Hiawatha.
State Farm Insurance Agent Jessica Studer, providing insurance and financial services. 205 St. Joseph Street in Wathena. Stop by for a visit. Or log on to jessicastuder.com.
Find your future at FW Houston Medical Center. With competitive wages and sign-on bonuses of up to $5,000, now is a perfect time to join the FW Houston family. Call us at 913-774-4340 to learn more.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's KOCHANDCO.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
This is Austin Taylor with Giant Communications. You are listening to the Northeast Kansas All-Star Games on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Fifth and final set of the All-Star match here at Highland Community College. It's a 1-0 Navy lead. Let's go down to Justin.
Hey, thanks. I'm here with Tegan Reno, the Navy All-Star. She's a D West senior. And Tegan, first question is, what it's like to be able to play in your hometown, you know, your high school's here, but this college as well, and getting to play at this college in an All-Star game today. What's that been like?
It's been fun. I'm glad I got to meet some new girls, and they're all fun and very positive.
D West has had a great run in ladies sports the last few years. Just tell me about your high school career being a Mustang and what kind of stands out to you.
It's been fun. My favorite memory was probably going to state my junior year. And we placed third, so it was fun.
Awesome. So your future plans are?
I'm going to UMKC next year for dental hygiene.
Okay. Good luck with that. And then just final thought on the game here today. You talked about how much fun it's been getting to play, but how challenging has it been? Or what's been the most, you know, the hardest part about kind of getting into a flow today?
All of us have kind of been coached differently, so getting adjust like sets. Like some people set high, just depends on really what people are used to.
Awesome. Well, hopefully you can finish it out with the win. I know it's just for fun today, but I know you girls are competitive and happy to have that third set win.
Yes.
All right, that's Tegan Reno of D West. Guys, back to you.
All right, thank you very much. Tegan Reno of Donovan West. Shortest drive of any player here today, I would have to say. It's a 3-2 gold lead here in this fifth and final set, going to 15. Dental hygiene major. I love that. Hey, shout out to UMKC. My pops used to coach the women's basketball team way back in the day, so I got some UMKC gear.
Are they still the Ruse? They don't go by. I don't think they go by UMKC. I think they just go by Kansas City now.
Yeah, they're just Kansas City now. It's old school UMKC. They were the Kangaroos back when I was part of it, but now I think they just changed to the Ruse, and then now, yeah, they just go by KC, Kansas City. So, shout out to that alumni where Tegan's going to go next year. 3-2 here in the fifth set. We got a good rally going. Save and sent across by Smith for Navy.
Well done by Dollinghouse there.
Now Weiser with the kill shot puts it down.
It's almost an automatic point. If you set her up right, it's almost an automatic point every single time.
You couldn't pay me enough to just stand on the other side and just have her hit one of those at me. Just, nah, I'm good with that. Here is Duryea to serve, the Sabetha Blue Jay. Gold trying to at least get it to a 3-2 at Navy advantage. Navy has won three of the four sets here. Another point for gold, but no, they take it away.
Hit the net there.
Okay, hit the net on the follow through by Clara Johnson. So it's now 4-3 in favor of gold. Been a lot of fun here today so far. Excited to bring you the basketball games tomorrow as well. A lot of these girls going to take part in that as well. And
oh, did that go in?
Wow, that found
impressive. That was just supposed to be a dig, and it landed in that corner on the front right part of the net. That was very impressive.
That's a gnarly spin to that one. That was a 56-degree flop shot that found its way down. A 4-4 tie here in the final set, going to 15. Navy on the attack. There's Smith, the spike deflected. Deflected again, and gold on a third try. Duryea sending it across, facing away from the net. There's a set and spike. Good defensive effort, but Navy gets the point. Evelyn Smith, the 5'9", Jefferson County North Charger, makes it 5-4. So 5-4 Navy. As they bring in a sub on the front line, they bring back Jordan Rank from Morehill Mouth Academy. Here's the Jeff West Tiger, Olivia Scott, serving for Navy. Gold on the attack. There's the set and spike, but Navy defends it well. Right side of the floor. Now near side, it's Smith who sends it across. Not much behind it. Now gold with a tap shot. Diving effort by Dollinghouse and into the net. And gold gets the point. Good effort by Dollinghouse. Just couldn't quite finish it. And it's 5-5. Once again, the head coaches today, Navy led by Holton's Crystal Bontrager, Gold being led by Centralia's Cindy Osterhaus.
You know, the Panthers getting third place at state in volleyball and in basketball as well. So they are having a fantastic year.
Brenna Smith to kill the St. Mary's Fair, makes it 6-5 Navy, and then mentioned Centralia, but Holton as well, led by Coach Bontrager. They got to a 4A state tournament. They had to play a really difficult pool play with Circle and McPherson. They got a win over Lewisburg, but Wildcats could not take it out of the pool play out in Hutchinson. 6-5 Navy here in the final set. And we got another one here with Justin. We will send it over to him right now.
Hey, thanks. I'm here with Olivia Scott of the Navy All-Stars. She hasn't been off the court much today. I haven't been able to catch her, but Olivia, of course, from Jeff West. And tell me about your experience of playing here in the All-Star game today.
It's been a really great time learning to play with new girls and meeting new girls, and I really like the high competition, and it's been a lot of fun.
Tell me about being a Tiger. What are some of your favorite memories at Jeff West?
I really love the girls that I've grown up with. You know, being from a small school, I've been around those girls for 10-plus years, so really just the family atmosphere.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but you had over 1,000 digs in your high school career. Is that right?
Yes.
Tell me about that, because I feel like sometimes those defensive, it's kind of like, you know, defensive players in any sport. They don't always get the love. They're not the ones scoring or getting the kills, but I just feel like it's an underrated position. But tell me about being in that position and, you know, just always having to try to get those digs and be on the ground.
Well, defense is a really big part of the game. You can't do anything without that first pass. So having that low credibility that people give you, it's hard, but I really love defense, and I think it's really important.
You got some battle scars, right? Your knees have taken a beat in the last few years, huh?
Yes, they have.
So that leads us into our final question, and that's what's your future plans, Olivia?
I plan to go to Washburn University to pursue a degree in nursing.
Awesome. Good luck to you, and go finish off with an all-star victory today.
Thank you.
That's Olivia Scott of Jeff West. Has been really big on the back row today and serving and keeping balls alive for the Navy All-Stars.
All right, there it is. Appreciate that, Justin. We got an 8-8 tie here now as we continue on in the final set.
And Jefferson West, fourth place finish in the Big 7 this year. Got a tough draw in the first round of their sub-state against St. Mary's, unable to get the win, but overall pretty solid season for the Tigers.
There's an error by Gold, makes it 9-8 Navy. Again, Navy has won 3 of the 4 sets here today. Gold's lone set win was set 3 at 25-23. Trying to get at least a little momentum is when Merck took one off the chest there, but kept it alive. As Duryea now for Gold on the backside. Here's a set. There's a spike. Navy tips it in the air. Smith keeps it alive, pushing it near side. Langley spike it down. It was almost defended well by Hardwick and Brown, but Langley gets the point there. Now a 2-point advantage. 4 straight for Navy. They lead 10-8. The final stretch here of this Northeast Kansas All-Star Volleyball Match. 38th annual, by the way. Gold pushing it across. Smith kind of reaching the hand out to send it back over for Navy. Now up front here, Evelyn Smith will tap it. Little finesse with the right hand, and it touches the line, and Navy gets another. And it's now 11-8. Navy now 5 straight to lead this by 3 in this fifth and final set. And Smith sends it across from St. Mary's. Now on the back line, low C, the Hanover Wildcat, front side, Langley again for JCN. Another point for her.
That was going to go in the basketball goal there. It was on its way.
And we'll take a quick timeout here. It's late in set 5, 12-8, the Navy advantage. We'll take a quick one here. We're back in a moment on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
It's time to think about the future with United Bank and Trust in our individual retirement accounts, or IRA options. We understand that retirement planning can seem overwhelming. Just imagine having your dreams of a peaceful and secure retirement become a reality. So visit our website or local branch today. At United Bank and Trust, let us be your partners towards a secure future and a comfortable life after work.
United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is Norm Johnson with JBN Telephone Company. You're listening to the Northeast Kansas All-Star Games on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Coming down the home stretch, we're in the final set, set 5. Navy trying to close it out. They have played well here today. 13-8 is their lead. As Gold trying to get one on the attack and trying to put a rally together, it's not going to happen there. Spike into the net as Navy gets it and is down to the final potential points here of this All-Star match here today. 14-8 is their lead. A couple of switch outs here for Gold as what could be the final point is St. Mary's. Brenna Smith sends it across for Navy. Gold to the front of the net. There's the set. There's the spike, and it's long, and that does it. Gold thought it was tipped. It was not. And that is going to close out the fifth and final set as it's a 15-8 Navy set 5 win. We got a little bit to get to here in our post game. We'll kind of recap what we saw, go through again some of the players competing today, and then maybe another interview or two to wrap things up. We'll take a timeout, come back, and get things concluded out here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Access denied.
We've all been there. When you can't connect the thingy to the whatchamacallit, and the whatchamacallit can't find the Wi-Fi network. Well, Blue Valley Technologies has a solution that can help you with all your connected devices. Tech Home with unlimited multi-device support to help you get your home connected and even tune up your computer. Find more details at bluevalley.net/techhome.
Wankland Oil Company is a family-owned business and has been serving the area since 1926. They offer their customers a wide range of products and services. Propane services include above-ground or underground tank installation, propane cylinder exchange for grills and even forklifts, diesel, gas, and oil products too. Go to their website to see all their services and products at wanklandoil.com or give them a call, Frankfort, Kansas, 785-292-4710. Wankland Oil Company, your propane and refined fuels company.
Hi, everybody. This is Crystal Bontrager in Holton, and I'm the local agent for Aflac, a company that specializes in helping individuals and businesses fill in the gaps your current insurance coverage may not provide. Aflac can help lift the financial burden of covered cancers, accidents, and critical illnesses. Join the 50 million people who trust Aflac. Help supplement your current coverage. We process claims fast and help you get through it all. I'm based out of the Holton area and can come talk to you about the many advantages Aflac has to offer. Call me at 785-991-1041.
Voted Best Plumber in the Best of the Best contest for years on end. Tate Plumbing and Construction, in business since 1985. Tate Plumbing offers free estimates on plumbing for remodeling and new construction projects. Their courteous and reliable licensed plumbers will take care of all your plumbing needs, saving you time and money. And because they know you can't predict plumbing emergencies, they offer 24/7 emergency service, 365 days a year, licensed and insured. Call Tate Plumbing at 913-367-1209.
This is Austin Taylor with Giant Communications. You're listening to the Northeast Kansas All-Star Games on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Northeast Kansas All-Star Games presented by JBN Telephone Company and Giant Communications. Don't be left in the dark when the solar eclipse arrives April 8th. Call 785-362-9331 to find out how you can receive 1 month of free internet. Brandy Tabman, Jarrett Sleppy, Justin Fluke. One final time, the first of the two-day events has concluded. The All-Star match going to Team Navy as they win four of the five sets. 25-17 in set one, 25-20 in set number two. Gold got their lone win in set three. That was 25-23. Navy wrapped it up with a 25-16 set four win and 15-8 win in set number five. They are giving out the medals for the participants here today and maybe get another interview or two before we wrap things up. But again, we'll have basketball tomorrow. Girls at one, boys will follow at three. A lot of these girls are going to be participating in that as well. But once again, we saw some of the best here today and put on a show here for a good crowd.
Yeah, it was a fun match, and everyone kind of has a problem with participation medals. These are not participation medals, okay? Let's get that straight. Everybody has earned their spot
right
here today, so they have earned their medal here today. It is a a fun atmosphere here this afternoon. Glad I got to cover it here today.
Well, and again, Justin, I think you were down on the side doing some work over there earlier during the broadcast and mentioned about next year how this event might is looking to be played at a different time than this weekend, maybe a little bit sooner. So, again, we had mentioned some girls who are playing in their club they're playing for their club teams who might have turned down a, you know, an invitation to play here, so you don't get those dates kind of mixed up. So this event next year might be played separate from basketball, so something to keep an eye on. But regardless, it's still top-tier talent here in Northeast Kansas. A lot of these girls either continuing on or doing their thing. Let's go down to Justin real quick. We got another interview here.
Hey, I got Carly Builder back from ACCHS on the Gold All-Stars today. Carly, was the day fun? Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, today was actually really fun. I was nervous at first when we were practicing because I've never played with any of these girls before, but today was actually really fun.
What was the hardest part of the day?
Oh, Lord. Oh. Probably not cheering for the other team because I know a lot of the other girls on that other team. So it was probably not cheering for the other girls.
Tell me about being an ACCHS Tiger and some of your favorite memories there.
Oh, some of the favorite memories? The environment is great. You get to experience so much stuff. The sports, everybody's friendly. Like, there's so much great about Effingham that not a lot of people know.
You have a favorite sports memory or a favorite game or anything like that or something that happened athletically?
Probably when we played JCN on senior night. I got hit in the face by Eve Smith, so it was a fun night. All of my games are fun. I love all of my games, but that was probably my favorite night.
Awesome. And what's your future plan?
I plan to attend Highland and continue into the early childhood program.
Awesome.
Become a preschool teacher.
Congratulations, and enjoy the rest of your senior season.
Thank you.
That's Carly Builder back of ACCHS, guys. I was going to try to get the Goldhead coach. We talked to Crystal earlier. But Cindy Osterhaus is here, and so I might be able to catch a word. Coach Osterhaus, I know you love the microphone, but I just wanted to have a chance to visit with you and ask you about the experience today and representing your school and program at Centralia and getting to coach this All-Star game. How was it?
It was exciting. Yeah, it was. How do you put it? Fun to coach other girls from other leagues that, you know, I've coached against, and so it was good to see how, you know, get the opportunity to coach them and something that it's supposed to be a fun experience for them.
And obviously you had just one senior this year, but to get to coach her and be here with her, I'm sure was extra special today.
Yes, it was. It was bittersweet, you know, getting to see her for the last time and not knowing that this would be the last time I got to see her, so yeah.
Centralia has always been a powerhouse type of program. There's so much volleyball history at Centralia, but with just losing the senior, I would imagine you're already pretty excited and fired up for next year and what's to come.
I am very excited for what's to come. We're going to have a good group coming back next year, and I'm excited to see what happens.
Awesome. Well, Coach, congratulations on being here today, and we'll see you in the fall.
All right. Thank you.
That's the Goldhead All-Star coach today, Cindy Osterhaus from Centralia. Guys, back to you.
All right, great stuff, Justin. Appreciate it very much. Again, as we're wrapping up our first of 2 days here with this event, again, we got the basketball games tomorrow. Real quick, I thought something, a note here, funny. Carly Builderback, who he had talked to, Justin did, right before the coach there, asked her about her favorites, you know, athletic memories at ACCHS, and then talked about playing against JCN on senior night. She goes, I got whacked in the face by Eve Smith. It was great. So that competitive nature.
Yeah.
She goes, I got whacked in the face. It was awesome. So thought that was pretty cool as well. But again, we saw some top-tier talent here today. A lot of these girls going to be part of the basketball game tomorrow. Some going on to maybe compete at the next level. Some just going on to whatever school and getting their next chapter of their lives going. You know, they still got a couple months here left in school before wrapping things up, but just kind of a final thought here, what we saw today, and again, a shout-out to all these girls who participated.
Yeah, it was really great. I mean, Coach Bontrager did a fantastic job in being able to take all the talent that she got, all the All-State girls that she had, being able to rally and get a win here, but I'm really excited moving forward if this does move to a different time slot or a different part of the year to where we can get some of the girls who had to unfortunately turn down this invitation and get them in here as well, and that'll be next year. So,
again, just kind of shouting out the rosters here, again, participating today. Some of these girls, again, part of the the basketball games tomorrow. But again, for Team Gold today, Clara Johnson, Jefferson County North, Maggie Torber of Valley Heights, Ashton Gudenkopf, Nemaha Central, Emma Hardwick of Frankfort, Gwen Knoll, Moorhill Mounts Academy, Taylor Weiser of Riverside, Carly Grable of Troy, Victoria Kuckelman of Centralia, Reese Brown, Jeff West, Cameron Durier of Sabetha, Carly Bilderback of ACCHS. And then Navy again, their participants today, Alexis Dollinghouse of Frankfort, Tessa Losey of Hanover, Olivia Scott, Jeff West, JCN Zevelin Smith, Tegan Reno of Donovan West, Jordan Rank of Moorhill Mounts Academy, Delana Merck of Valley Heights, Emily Langley, also of Jefferson County North, Alexis Masali of Oskaloosa, and Brenna Smith of St. Mary's. Again, the finals from the All-Star match today. Navy wins four of the five sets. It is 25-17, 25-20, 23-25, 25-16, and 15-8. Don't forget about our coverage tomorrow for the All-Star basketball games, which we will have at 1 o'clock and 3 o'clock. The girls' game will be up first, followed by the boys' game again at 3 o'clock. Again, our Northeast Kansas All-Star games presented by JBN Telephone Company and Giant Communications. Don't be left in the dark when the solar eclipse arrives April 8th. Call 785-362-9331 to find out how you can receive 1 month of free internet. For Kirk Hillman, back in studio, Justin Fluke, Jared Sleppy, I am Brandon Tam, and thank you so much for hanging with us here today. We will have the broadcast, getting a quick note here. What was that, Justin? Real quick. Oh, yeah, we will have the interviews. Yes, we will have the interviews, of course, that you have all heard today that will go up on our website later on as well, so a good note for that as well. If you missed any of the action or interviews today, all that will be put up on our website, so appreciate that note. Again, for Kirk, Justin, Jared, Brandon with you as well. We'll talk to you tomorrow for the All-Star basketball games here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.